Indeed. Well, Keith Portiswood, lovely to talk to you. He's from the National Secular Society. Very much appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here at Talk Radio. Well, I'm almost done for another day, but I'm feeling very spiritual now that John Holmes has come into the studio.
I do have that effect on people. Many people around here don't call me John, they call me Jesus.
They do. Well, I was thinking spiritual in the sense of like, I feel the need for a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, that's fair enough. In that well, mostly, actually, what it is, when I walk past, people go, Jesus. But I'm pretty sure they mean, you know.
Have you ever been to the darts when that guy who looks like Jesus appears?
What?
My husband's a big darts fan. My wedding present to him was meeting Phil Taylor, Phil the Power Taylor.
Was it?
Welcome to my life.
On your wedding night?
He joined us.
Surprise!
Three of us in this marriage. And I don't think he'd have fitted into bed to the fair.
probably got a bullseye.
Yeah, it was only a super king size. Yeah, he's a large man. Anyway, no, we always go to the darts, Ali Pally, and there's this guy who's, he really does look just like Jesus.
Right.
And he's in this long white shirt, and he's got his long hair, looks just like Jesus, and every time he goes to the bar, 5,000 people are going, Jesus! Jesus!
But there's 5,000, he manages to feed them, presumably.
He did manage to feed them, but the interesting thing was, actually, you know, it was so distracting for the players, and of course it's all on TV, it's all on Sky, massive, big money of sport now. They stopped him at the bar, they wouldn't let him go back in again because he was disrupting play, because he looked like Jesus!
You don't want to let someone who looks like Jesus near sharp objects.
You don't, really.
It's bad taste, that is.
So, what's coming up on your show?
Well, there's another Lonely Lunch Club, of course. If you're lunching alone, allow us to be
Jesus
your
guy.
Friend and colleague. Allow us to be the Jesus to your the Last Supper, if you will. do come join the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's that. There's a game of Band or Makeup. Is it the name of a band? Is it the poncy name for some eyeliner or some such?
You have to decide what that is.
Diversity paper review, of course. Work experience punditry. And, very important. Do you know they've been mocking up the terror attack exercise in Manchester?
Yes.
We'll be mocking up and giving advice to anyone who might be in the vicinity of being bullied by Chris Evans.
That's quite a lot of people in that queue.
It is. So we'll be giving advice and telling you what to do in that event over a Chris Evans attack.
Very, very wise. This is basically public service broadcasting,
exactly,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Award-winning radio there with John Holmes. I don't know what the award is going to be, but award-winning radio, John Holmes, coming up after this. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay, but I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In May, get a real deal on a 700mm aluminium workstand for only $19.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At exactly 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, as I just said. I'm John Holmes. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, an English test is leaked by a rogue marker. A new reward for missing Ben Needham. And Sheridan Smith misses another West End show.
Talk Radio.
The government is blaming a so-called rogue marker for leaking answers to an English test online last night before 11-year-olds were due to take it today. The answers to the SATs exam were on a website for markers for several hours before they were spotted. Education Secretary Nick Gibbs says he's called for an investigation to look at two key areas.
How did the material come to be uploaded onto the secure site in error? This was clearly a mistake which should not have been possible. Second, I have asked that all records are examined and all information interrogated so that the culprit who leaked this sensitive information can be identified.
A 56-year-old man has died in hospital and several others have been injured after being stabbed at a railway station near Munich. Detectives are investigating claims the attacker shouted "God is great" in Arabic as he targeted commuters this morning. Tom Barfield is a journalist based in Germany.
Luckily, local station personnel were able to sort of corner him and call the police, who then managed to take him in. But one of those people has since died since going into a hospital, and another one is in danger of dying, according to the authorities. So it was a very, very serious attack, and it's really shocked this the small town outside Munich.
A £10,000 reward is being offered in the search for Ben Needham from Sheffield, who disappeared on the Greek island of Kos as a toddler in 1991. British detectives believe someone there has information. Hundreds of volunteers have taken part in an exercise at one of the UK's largest shopping centres, testing how emergency services would respond to a terror attack. A man pretending to be a suicide bomber set off a fake device at Manchester's Trafford Centre. Will Geddes, an expert in security, has told Talk Radio having a realistic run-through really helps with training.
It also makes it a great deal more realistic for the officers responding in learning that these days, and particularly with the type of threat that we're facing now, that even if their fellow officers are injured in a situation, they are to leave them to one side and to try and neutralise and intercept the threat as their primary objective.
Police searching for a boy who went missing on Saturday while swimming in the River Thames in Oxfordshire have found a body. Officers believe it's 16-year-old Ellis Downs from Harwell. And Sheridan Smith has pulled out of another performance of Funny Girl in London's West End. She's tweeted to say she's sorry she's not strong enough after withdrawing last night.
Talk Radio National Weather.
What do you mean she's not strong enough?
Well, I don't know what she means. Maybe, you know, that's what she says.
Has she got a hangover from the BAFTAs?
Well,
is that what it is?
You could interpret it like that, John, but...
How would you interpret it?
I don't know. Maybe she's... I don't want to speculate.
Okay.
Can I do the weather?
Are you strong enough?
I think I might
Try and do it.
Scotland.
Yes.
Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And much of Northern England will be sunny and warm.
Yes.
Unlike here, the rest of England and Wales, mostly cloudy and wet, with showers turning heavy or thundery, okay. Highs of 22 degrees.
First thing you said to me today when you walked into the office, by the way, was, hi, John, and you went, I'm hot and wet.
Yes, because that's what the weather is like in London today.
Okay, fine. It's 4 minutes past one. It's Talk Radio. Here's Ben with some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Hey! Good afternoon. Yay. I'm Ian Abrahams. West Ham will want to put the emotions to one side tonight as they play their last ever game at Upton Park.
He always misses this one.
I mean, come on, Ben.
For European football.
Pull your finger out.
Win over Manchester United next season. The Hammers will play, of course, at the Olympic Stadium. Well, today is 36 years to the day since they last won the trophy, the FA Cup. So is the West Ham captain that day, Billy Bonds, emotional about tonight?
Yeah. I won't be upset. I'm very pragmatic about it.
He's doing the talk sport on Talk Sport, Ben, is he?
He's dropped the number of bulletins he does.
Has he?
Yeah, so he never bothers with 1 o'clock
trying to get
anymore.
A win. Right. Them in a good position to seal a Champions League spot.
Who's this guy?
Tennis
Moose,
and British
AKA
number one,
Ian
Johanna Konta's up against Sweden's Johanna Larsson today in the first round of the Italian Open in Rome. The British number two, Elias Bednar, he faces Stefan Robert. And in rugby, Sam Warburton and Alan Wynne-Jones have both been included in the Wales Rugby Union squad for their summer tour of New Zealand after recovering from injury. That's your sport, powered by Talk Sport.
Moose.
Talk Radio.
Hello, Dad's taxi.
Hi, I'd like
need to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home. She'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome. It is the one about the jewellery, the one about the rain.
We should do an all-female remake of this.
And applaud sort of terror and death. Oh, look, there's Mary Berry from Bake Off applauding that. Circle.
Ban all murderers.
And the one from Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Square. And the BAFTA goes to The Massacre in Paris. Julia Hartley Brewer. Bullying rumours. Hey! Terrible disasters. Genuinely harrowing. We bring you soupy meniscus guest action.
Oh, who stole my spear?
7 out of 10 people are migrants.
No.
Oh.
Listen to the story.
That's exactly why I won't buy a wigwam.
I'll pay you who'd be on to say that.
I can even write a book about adoption.
Well, the greatest in it, no.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Good afternoon, then, and I bid you a welcome to the Talk Radio Afternoon Thing, wherein I am John Holmes. Look, it's some minutes past a time. Hello, then, a proper welcome to you, unlike the sort of forced welcome that Donald Trump has said he'd offer Sadiq Khan should he ever want to get into the United States. And on the same note, it's time to allow us into your ears, in much the same way as Mr. Trump would allow Muslim Mr. Khan into the Americas, with suspicion, prejudice, and a fear that if you do let us in, then something bad will happen. It's in the news today as well, of course, that planet Mercury, you've probably seen the planet Mercury, it was only really given permission to go across the sun by Donald Trump at the last minute. He said he'd make a special exception for it because it could be seen as a small black dot, which immediately had Donald Trump worried. And, of course, last night he pledged that if he does take office as President of the United States of America, then he would build a wall around the sun to stop it from happening again. A wall paid for by aliens. He says he's going to up NASA's budget to search for aliens so that when they are found, he can send them the bill of building a wall around the sun to stop the black dot of Mercury crossing it. More on that in the main news, of course, with Victoria at 1:30. Anyway, hello, it's Tuesday, so let's set about filling it in with something or other. Here's what there is then. Headline hijack is on the way very shortly. The fibbery, fabrication and fakeration. Yours, please, to the usual number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
As you attempt to insert something unlikely into Victoria's mouth and watch as she spits it out during the 2 p.m. news.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. Your made-up news stories, then, very welcome for that. There's a lonely luncher, of course. If you are eating alone this hour, get in touch. We'll help you through it and offer you something from the chat trolley. We'll be your stand-in friend and colleague. Also get in touch using that number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Yes.
And the word lunch, probably, and we'll call you. But don't worry, we'll call you back. There is work experience punditry. Today, Cara brings us music. There's a roundup of a week's worth of lazy PR. The news in haikus. What the people think. Today, do the people think, as we've been out on the streets to ask them, do the people think hair clippers or moths? There's foreign news in the original foreign. If you're in a bed, a band, and you'd like national radio, or you could be in a bed. I mean, if you are lying in bed and you'd like national radio airplay.
It's not against the rules.
And it's not. And you're in a band, then that's fine. 20-second showcase is on the way. It's where we take new music that's not been played on the radio before from the pile we have that you have sent us via MP3 or links or however you want to do it, and put it on the radio. Well, the first 20 seconds of it on the radio. And here's the thing, we don't listen to it first. And that way, it's a level playing field. That's 20-second showcase. What better way of discovering new music than about 10 to 3 in the afternoon on a talk radio station. So that's happening. That's the Diversity Paper Review as well, of course, as Lenny Henry would be very grateful. This afternoon, it is a black one going through the papers. Plus, you can win some meat in a game of band or makeup. Is it the name of a band, or is it a poncy name for some eyeliner or some such? That'll be happening in a while. You can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. If you'd like to play, you can already start entering that. Get your name on the list.
Yeah, why not?
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write band. You can't use that, Twitter for that one, can you? No, that's right.
You can try.
Okay, fine. So that's all coming up. Plus, we've got one and a half teaspoons of olive oil, 3 onions, 4 garlic cloves, cumin seeds, 1 tablespoon of crushed coriander, and 950 millilitres of low-sodium beef stock. If you pour that over the... Hang on, that's not us, is it? That's Jamie Oliver's recipe for spicy lamb shanks.
Yeah,
I've mixed up the Talk Radio in the Afternoon programme with Jamie Oliver's recipe for spicy lamb shanks. It's my mistake. Ginger Dave is off. He's gone student hunting. So Asprod Cass is producing Through the Glass.
Hi.
Yeah. Marta's on buttons.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria is dancing the news dance. Paid intern Cornelius, though.
Hello.
Is actually dancing the news dance. So what's going to happen now is Victoria's going to read some of her bulletin out from a minute ago, and Cornelius is going to dance to it.
I'm 56. Sorry, I need to keep a straight face. A 56-year-old man has died in hospital and several others have been injured after being stabbed at a railway.
I mean, you could have picked a different story, Victoria. You didn't have to go to that one. Pick a lesser story. You know what? You're not a man to dance to that. Pick a better one. Pick a light-hearted one. Not that. Go with the exams or something.
The government.
I mean, what are you doing? God. Unbelievable. Now we can dance.
The government is blaming a so-called rogue marker for leaking answers to an English test online last night.
It's a shame the cameras aren't working yet, because that is epic.
I don't think anyone needs to see what is happening in this studio, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's, like, disturbing. Yeah. Especially now there are sound effects.
Woo! Good. I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio Wednesday Talk Radio thing on Talk Radio from Talk Radio. I'm not even joking when I say that. As joined, I don't know whether you heard it, but as I was talking just then, because your dancing dislodged a bit of the studio.
Yeah, I heard
it
something.
It actually just fell heavily on my foot. Look.
Oh my God!
Your dancing made that come off.
Stop it! Wow. Leave it alone. It's broken.
It landed on my foot.
Are you okay, John?
I mean, I can sue for this.
Are you going to?
I'm going to think about it. Oh. It's 13 minutes past 1 o'clock, and I think it's time for some music.
Don't make me
detectives on Talk Radio. This is an emergency. Now then, Cornelius.
Hello.
The news dancer. Ask me why I'm playing This Is an Emergency by Pigeon Detectives.
Why are you playing?
You're trying to read, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just speak after me. Why are you playing?
Why are you playing?
Pigeon Detectives. This is an emergency.
This is an emergency.
Well, I'm glad you asked me, Cornelius.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Cornelius.
No, stop now.
Stop now.
No, stop with the... The reason I'm playing Pigeon Detectives, This Is an Emergency, is because of the news. I don't know if you've seen any of the news. Have you seen the news?
Yes.
This is some news. Look at this. There's been a mock terror attack training exercise in Manchester at the Trafford Centre, of course, today. So in the event of emergency, people will know what to do. However, it's not the only place that there might be an attack or an emergency. Because it could be elsewhere. For instance, what they're also doing today, which has been reported across the news, is they are carrying out a similar training exercise over at Radio 2.
Yeah.
Now, this is, of course, in the event of an attack by Chris Evans. You've seen in the news that he has apparently been bullying people. He goes off. Right, and his temper can go off without warning. He doesn't phone in a warning. His temper can go off at any time. And people are saying that they have been on the receiving end of an attack by Chris Evans. Advice this afternoon. Advice for you. We will be recreating an attack, just like they're doing in Manchester with terror, but we are going to recreate an attack by Radio 2's Chris Evans. And then we're going to bring you advice as what to do if you are caught up in one. All of that coming on Talk Radio this afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like 20% off your next service. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Is for
spa retreat.
A is for
aromatherapy treatments.
L is for
lovely weekend of lions. Here I come.
E is for
excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Talk Radio traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's A1M struggling north. This is because of an accident near Borough Bridge between junctions 48 and 49. You're down to one lane there. Doncaster's A19 St George's Bridge is still closed because of an ongoing police incident. Traffic very slow in the area. North Bridge is your diversion. Early problems on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 has left delays. This is you move around junctions 27 for the Portwood roundabout. In the West Midlands, M6 South 10 to 8 slow because of roadworks, and through Raymond's Hill in Devon, the eastbound A35 still closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Britain is blessed with many famous piers. Blackpool Pier, Eastbourne Pier, Brighton Pier, and of course the Road to Wigan Pier. But we're joined on the next show by the most famous piers of them all. Only Piers Morgan on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is 1:20 in the afternoon on Talk Radio. Some of your reactions coming in, Cornelius. React in this direction. You can 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Reaction.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yep.
I'm free to do what I want.
Yep.
Any old time has come in from Soup Dragons, and it's all very well. These deep holes in the ground with water has come in from. Did you see what I did there?
Okay, thank you very much. You've got a reaction. Do react it in this direction. Right then. It is time for the big story. Of course, we were talking about this in Manchester in the Old Trafford Centre. They are doing a recreation of a terror attack. You've probably seen that in the news and what would happen in the event of it and what you're supposed to do. Same things happening over at Radio 2 this afternoon. In the event of an attack by Chris Evans, you'll be reading in the papers, of course, that he does bully people. Apparently, that's what they've said, even though the BBC have denied it. If you are caught up in a Chris Evans attack, apparently his temper can go off at any point. There is advice on what you should do. Before we go to the advice, we will recreate the terror attack. So, Cornelius, you need to follow the advice here. In the event of Chris Evans, the advice is to get underneath the desk as quickly as you possibly can. Imagine you're working at Radio 2. You have Radio actually desk. Worked at Radio 2.
I have worked at Radio 2. Yeah. I can confirm that, John.
Yes. So, and you've, I don't know whether you've seen an Evans attack.
No, I've heard stories.
Stories, yeah, fine. All right, so let's. This is what to do in the event when Chris Evans starts. When you hear Chris Evans' voice, you have to get under the desk. So this is. So we're recreating it like they're doing in Manchester. Okay, Chris Evans. And that's what you should do if you hear Chris Evans. There is an official warning as well, and a warning of Chris Evans that the government have issued.
Can I take my gas mask off?
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, Cornelius is going back. So if you do hear Chris Evans, then this is the warning advice. Here it comes.
This is a warning. Radio 2 staff have been attacked by Chris Evans. Communications have been severely disrupted, and the number of casualties and the extent of the damage are not yet known. We shall bring you further information as soon as possible. Meanwhile, stay tuned to this wavelength, rather than Radio 2, as it is dangerous. Stay calm and stay in your own house. The fallout which follows a Chris Evans explosion is many times more dangerous if you're directly exposed to it in the workplace. Management will offer no protection. The safest place is under a desk. When you hear the Chris Evans attack warning signified by a build-up of temper, you and your colleagues must take cover. If you work in an area where a fallout warning has been given, stay at your desk, pretending to look at your computer, and do not make eye contact. Do not look up or you may see his penis, which he may well be flashing. A flashing penis is a warning. Do not look up until you're told it's safe to do so and the penis has gone. When the immediate danger has passed, the sirens will sound a steady note. The all-clear message will also be given after he's gone home. Do not, in any circumstances, engage the enemy. We shall be on the air every hour on the hour. Stay tuned to this wavelength rather than Radio 2, or you may even be dangerously exposed to Ken Bruce. That is the end of this broadcast.
And that is the official warning as issued this afternoon by the BBC. On the line to discuss what would happen in the event of an attack by Chris Evans, I've got an expert. His name's David. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on a train or something, is that right?
That's right, on my way to Euston.
Okay, well, if it cuts out, we'll know why. But, David, what do you do? David, what's your job?
I'm a lecturer at Liverpool John Moores University, and I teach terrorism and security. Before that, I was a police officer in the counter-terrorism unit.
Right, excellent. So you're the man. Now, listen, you may have read about this. There have been these unprovoked, we think, attacks by the Radio 2 presenter Chris Evans. I mean, what's the protocol if you're caught in an attack by such a man?
Well, I think in addition to that warning, one thing, perhaps you get dressed in some top gear, maybe.
Nice.
Will give you automatic protection, but other things is to that's an area of run, hide and tell, maybe run away from him, hide as best you can.
Hide as best you can, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's good advice. I mean, there's a random nature to these attacks, of course. I mean, can they be predicted in any way from these attacks?
Well, the best thing to use is intelligence, of course, and cooperation's important.
Yeah.
And passing it around, and then informing the public of any danger that's coming up, and to be aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, what would stop? You know, is there any technique you could use to stop Chris Evans going off?
It's a difficult one. Certainly, if you're in the region, perhaps try and talk him. But of course, with Chris Evans, that is impossible to try and get a word in. I think with him at times, he talks that fast and. And he never knows when to stop, really.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. They're mocking up this attack now at Radio 2 this afternoon. I mean, you can watch footage of it. Of course, it contains flashing images. They've got a mock Evans shouting at junior producers with his mock penis and making them cry. I mean, what if you're faced with is the first clue that this is happening? Is it basically an orange flash?
Possibly. But the thing to do, of course, is to try and avert your eyes as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So this doesn't affect. I think that's important. And then, as I said, we go back to that run and tell. Run, hide and tell is the best tip I can pass on.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much for that. That's David Lowe. He's an expert in counter-terrorism. Talking to us there about what to do in the event that there is a Chris Evans attack. If you can reduce the dangers of a Chris Evans attack, of course, on yourself by not working with him. So a lot of the advice is just not to work at Radio 2 or Top Gear or TFI Friday. Or anything else he does. That's the best way of avoiding an attack by Chris Evans. Other advice coming in on the text. Hi, John. I find in these situations it's best to play dead because Chris Evans, he won't shout at you if you're dead.
Yeah, which he doesn't again shout at the dead.
Is, well, he did do donuts around the cenotaph.
Yeah.
You know, which is similar.
Yeah.
So, the advice this afternoon... is if you are attacked if his temper goes off, don't go near it. Don't throw yourself at the temper to try and prevent fallout. That is the stuff of films. That's just not a realistic prospect at all. There are apparently Radio 2 now. They're sending robot producers and interns in to try and disarm him with reasoned argument, but it's simply. It's simply not standing up. So the advice again this afternoon, and we will keep this coming because obviously people will be tuning in as the afternoon goes on. If you are in the vicinity of an attack by Chris Evans, then stay tuned to this wavelength for the advice. And we've been recreating it as well, which we'll do again. Can we have, just to finish off, just let's recreate what you should do in the event of some Chris Evans.
Awesome! Awesome!
Okay, everybody down, on the floor! Victoria, on the floor! On the floor! On the floor! Get down! It's Evans!
Artificial joy today, but you know... Artificial joy is all right.
Absolutely shocking. It's just coming up to 1:30. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A so-called rogue marker is being blamed by the government for attempting to leak answers of an exam being taken by 10 and 11-year-olds in England today. It's claimed the document was passed to a journalist after it was posted on a secure website last night. Shadow Education Secretary Lucy Powell thinks the fiasco poses questions for the government.
can they be 100% sure that this test is valid and therefore that all schools are held to account on these results of the test today, given that there's been such a massive security breach of the test?
Ministers say there's no evidence that answers to the English SATs test were made public. Greater Manchester police have apologised for the Arabic phrase Allahu Akbar being used during an anti-terror training exercise. A mock suicide attack was simulated at a shopping centre there overnight. A 56-year-old man has died and at least three others have been injured in a knife attack at a railway station in Germany. It happened near Munich. A 27-year-old man is now in police custody. British detectives say they believe someone on the Greek island of Kos has information about the disappearance of a toddler back in 1991. Officers from South Yorkshire have flown out to search for Ben Needham from Sheffield. And police have arrested three men after sheep was spotted in the back of a people carrier in London. They've been questioned on suspicion of theft while officers try to find the owner of the three lambs. The weather, Scotland, Northern Ireland and much of Northern England will be sunny and warm. The rest of England and Wales, though, will be mostly cloudy and wet with showers turning heavy or thundery. Warm, though, highs of 22 degrees is more in half an hour.
I liked the way you rammed that story home. Uh-huh. That last one. Uh-huh. Didn't try to pull the wool over anyone's eyes.
Uh-huh. You can tell you're a comedian.
I'm struggling with another one of those.
Are you?
No, I've done you.
Have you?
Yeah. Have you? Yeah, I did.
Let me just try and...
I heard the story.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
No.
It's 1:30 time. That's Victoria in the news.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Tuesday afternoon. Reactions, of course, very welcome. If you've got a reaction this afternoon, or you've discovered an old opinion that you used to have, and you either want to get rid of it or share it or pass it along, then please do. You can supply reactions and opinions to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk,
or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming in, Cornelius? What reactions?
Coming
a lot coming
John.
In about the Chris Evans attacks or anything.
Yeah. Paul H says, just don't look directly at his balls.
Yeah.
and this is also coming. Oh, great. Piers Morgan is on my television. That was said by no one ever.
Yeah, I thought so. I've got some reactions as well that are coming in here. This flat screen televisions on display. Flat screen televisions, John, on display on the wall of an out-of-town branch of Currys in the video, in the TV department.
Flat screen
televisions on display on the wall of, in an out-of-town branch of Currys in the Currys in the department. Hanging's too good for them. So, later on, before the hour is out, we will, of course, be letting you know what today's texting subject is. But suffice to say, it's going to involve Prince Harry. Prince Harry, of course, speaking a lot about himself and about his relationship with Diana and what he thinks ought to be done as a proper memorial to her. This many years, or next year, I guess, which is many years after her death. 20 years, is it? So that's coming up very shortly, because we're going to help Prince Harry this afternoon on Talk Radio. But ahead of that, there's a small matter of headline hijack, of course, which means you have to get a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock rolls around, and with it, the mouth of Victoria, which rolls its way around the news. So in it, we want a made-up news story. We want you to fib in it. We want you to fake. We want you to fabricate the headline hijack of today, please. And that you can get to us on 83936.
Start your message.
It's
with
not 83936. That's the old number from Radio X.
Start your message with a request for Florence and the Machine.
That's right. Or at Radio X on Twitter.
Stop it. Stop giving out another station's number.
I don't know. Going to confuse the hell out of Dan O'Connolly. People start sending you made-up news stories over at Radio X, isn't it? Anyway, so if you want to do that, you can. We want a made-up news story for the news. The reason is because many persons aren't listening to this bit. Of course, what they are is out at lunch. And if they are out at lunch... You're right there.
Yeah,
have you come back from Germany with the Zika virus?
No, I caught it on the plane over. It must have been someone put an illness in the air conditioning.
Yeah, they do that, though, don't
so,
they?
Yeah, so I've just been sort of a bit ill with just a cough.
I'm literally not interested. So, made-up news story, please, for the news at 2 o'clock to confuse those who come back and haven't heard this bit. That's the gist of headline. Hi, Jack Cornelius. If you can speak without choking, what have you got?
Philip Bramley has come in with Carol Decker out of off of Taipei. Today becomes one of the most powerful businesswomen in Britain. The China in Your Hand singer from Nuneaton takes over as chairwoman for Black & Decker following the retirement of her father, who founded the power tool company.
Yes, who I used to work with, Ron Decker.
Did you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you?
What was Black's name?
Hmm?
Well, Ron Decker.
Yeah.
And who was Black, as in Black & Decker?
No, it wasn't a name.
Oh, no?
No, just a description of who it was. It was a different era. After Donald Trump said he'd make an exception for Sadiq Khan to visit the country if a Muslim ban was enforced, the London mayor said he'd like to return the favour by making an exception for Trump to have easy access to anywhere in London that he wanted to go. That's from That'd James. What have you got?
The government are to hold a cobra meeting after unprecedented levels of pollen are predicted to hit this week. This is from Michael. He says, the hay fever showers are thought to have such effect that it could slow down the British economy by 5%. And it's also been questioned whether large outdoor events such as Glastonbury and Wimbledon can go ahead this year.
Thank you very much. You've got a headline hijack. Get it to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a news line.
And there will be. And it could be you. With your headline, not you. Oh. Your headline hijack in the news at 2 o'clock coming out of Victoria's mouth. Really, Carol Decker, though. I did genuinely used to work with Carol Decker's dad when I had a job, a Saturday job, at the co-op in Attleborough in Nuneaton.
Oh, really?
Correct. Which is where I grew up. And Carol Decker's dad was my boss.
What was he like as a boss?
He was all right, actually. He used to tell us, because it was just when Taipei were getting known.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she worked on the tills, but then went off to be in Taipei.
Really?
Yeah.
And, what a story.
Yeah. She worked in the big co-op. I worked in the little co-op. and she... but then she went off to... And they went... I'm sure... Yeah, she Taipei got a support act gig with Bryan Adams, I think, on his American tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's and he kept
that could have been
this.
You.
Well...
Were they not just picking it randomly from a co-op?
No, I mean, I know you'd think with Taipei they just did that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they? But, you know, that's not what happened.
No,
They were a... No, but, yeah, it could have... It wasn't me.
Oh.
It was my... Slight brush
what,
with.
What was Carol Decker like?
I didn't meet Carol Decker.
Not at all.
But I know that she lived in Shakespeare Drive.
Really?
Yes.
What number?
Don't know.
Uh-huh.
And if I did, I wouldn't tell you on the radio.
Well, if you do, go to Shakespeare Drive in Nuneaton.
Don't do that. Just literally
knock
don't.
On every door.
Don't do that. And say, is this the former home of Carol Decker from Taipei? Don't do that. And they'd say, get out of my secret garden. You don't get that.
No, I don't.
It's a song by Taipei.
You should have done China in Your Hand. I know that one.
Get out of my China in Your Hand. Doesn't work.
Yeah,
does
it's
it?
Good.
Anyway, put my heart and soul into that. It's 20 to 2. After that, we're going to meet today's lonely luncher. Are you lunching alone if you are, we can be your friend and or colleague. That's coming on Talk Radio next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools to give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
Aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
Lovely weekend of Lions, here I come.
E is for...
Excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Vanbuster now on. Leyland Trade contract matte emulsion 12 litre, just £13 each. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
North Yorkshire's A1M struggling north. This is because of an accident near Borough Bridge between junctions 48 and 49. You're down to one lane there. Doncaster's A19 St George's Bridge is still closed because of an ongoing police incident. Traffic very slow in the area. North Bridge is your diversion. Early problems on Greater Manchester's anti-clockwise M60 has left delays. This is you move around junctions 27 for the Portwood roundabout. In the West Midlands, M6 South 10 to 8 slow because of roadworks, and through Raymond's Hill in Devon, the eastbound A35 still closed because of an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed.com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:40 thing, and just ahead of meeting today's lonely luncher, let us go to some reactions. As you know, you can react in this direction. If you've got any leftover reactions, just scrape them off your opinion and pop them in a jiffy bag, and you can post them to Reactions Talk Radio, The Radio, London. Here's some that have come into our post bag.
I'll just open them. Okay. The female doctor from that riddle says, I can't operate him. He's my son. On him. I can't operate on... Never mind. Me love you long
what,
time.
Hang on, go back, what?
So you know that riddle where a son and his dad are in a car crash and the dad dies and then they rush the son to the hospital and the doctor says, I can't operate on him. He is my son.
No.
And everyone goes, have you not heard this?
No.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll redo it.
Fine.
So, a son and his dad.
Is this worth it?
Well, I've already revealed the answer in the first thing.
Okay, fine, go.
A son and his dad
yes.
are in a car crash.
Yes.
The dad perishes. The son is rushed to hospital. And the doctor goes, I can't operate. This is my son. How does that work?
Twins.
No? Twins? What do you think twins are? Do you not know?
I don't, what?
The doctor is his mum, you sexist. See, you're a sexist.
No, I think you're fine.
You're a sexist.
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
But female doctors are nurses. Next one.
And Me Love You Long Time has come in from a white person, you racist.
What? It's Lonely Lunch Club.
Lonely,
I'm Mr. Lonely.
This is where we invite you, if you are lunching alone, for any reason whatsoever, be it at work, be it at home, it doesn't matter, but if you are lunching alone, then we want to hear from you here on Talk Radio in the early afternoon. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
And then we will phone you back, because it's Lonely Lunch Club. We like to help those in need. And we can, do not forget, we can play the role of friend and colleague by chitting, that's chitting, and chatting about anything you want, just as though we'd bumped into each other in the workplace, and we'll sort of role play it and talk it through. On the telephone now, entering today's Tupperware Hall of Despair. Hello, who's that on the phone?
Hello, John, it's Mikey from Newcastle.
Hello, Mikey from Newcastle. What are you doing in Newcastle, Mikey?
I'm working as a bricklayer on site.
Good, that's good news. What are you building?
Building a wall. We've got a massive wall to build today. I mean, the lads, the knackers. I'm tired myself.
Is it to keep Muslims out?
No.
No, good. Donald Trump hasn't brought his powers to bear on Newcastle yet, then?
He hasn't, surprisingly. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about it on the site, but a lot of the people here don't really know what's going on, if I'm honest.
Yeah, fair enough. Why are you lunching alone, then?
Well, it's a bit of a tricky one, actually, John, because I bought a Komatsu curry from the reduced aisle in the supermarket.
Good.
And there's only a microwave on site. And I looked at the back and thinking, oh, how long have I got to microwave it for?
Yep.
Turns out that you can only stir-fry it. So I put the Komatsu curry in the microwave, in the plastic container, and it's all just melted, and it's basically Komatsu curry with plastic in it.
Good. It's so funny hearing you say that in that accent. Komatsu curry. Do it again.
Komatsu curry.
Great. So, okay, so you've got a sort of plasticky curry mess that you've created.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hungry, so I'm trying to, like, get through the bits and stuff. So
pick bits out that are uncontaminated.
Yeah, I mean, like that. It's tough in Newcastle, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's correct. That's exactly what I'd expect from someone in Newcastle to do, not worry about the idea of sort of the polymer poisoning. No one's worried about that in Newcastle, are they?
Yeah. Exactly.
Have you got... Because what's the weather like in Newcastle today? Is it supposed to be... This is idle weather chat. It's quite sunny up there, isn't it, today? Is it warm?
It's been a bit mixed. I mean, it's like a roller coaster. You get sun, you get rain. I'm surprised we haven't had snow yet, but... Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that it could happen.
All right, so I'm just wondering, you know, so what's the bricklayer's uniform in an event of mixed weather?
Well, I mean, we get wrong if we wear shorts and all that stuff, health and safety, and we can't get away with wearing brown boots, which is really strange.
Yeah.
The gaffer on site, he's adamant that we wear black boots.
Is he?
Black jeans. And a t-shirt. I don't know if he's got a fetish of black everything, but I don't know.
What's his name?
John
the gaffer there. Let's role play. This is good, isn't it?
You can be the gaffer.
I'll be the gaffer, John.
You don't have to change your name.
No, and that makes it easy. So, as you know, Mikey, this is how Lonely Lunch works. You're lunching alone. We come along and be virtual friends and colleagues. So so we're on the building site. Let's role play. Okay, here we go. What are you doing? I can't really do the accent, Mikey, so I'm just going to do my best. What are you doing?
I'm chugging the cement on the wall, man.
No way! Honestly, You're joking! No way! Day 37, you've been working on this house. It's day 38. Not 37, that was yesterday.
38.
Only a couple of more days.
He's building the Big Brother house.
Ah, can't wait to get into the Big Brother house, Mikey. Eh? Eh, you're looking forward to that?
Hey, lads! What's that?
Well, lads, that would be a dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, lads.
As long as Alan Shearer's in there.
Oh, Alan Shearer. Shearer.
Lads, what are you doing wearing boots that...
Boots?
What are you doing wearing
boots?
Boots. You're wearing brown boots. Is that right? Mikey, say brown boots.
Brown boots.
Brown boots.
Brown boots.
You're wearing brown boots.
Boots.
I can't do it. I only like black boots.
I only like black boots.
I only like black boots.
What was that?
I don't know. I'll do the best I can.
Okay. No way.
You're joking.
No way.
You're joking. You're wearing brown boots.
Shut up, Deck.
I'm being serious.
No way.
Is that plastic in your dinner?
Pretty much.
Is that plastic in your dinner?
Well, yeah.
Ah, Bonnie lad.
It's got really weird now.
Should we end the role play?
Yes, end that bit of role play. Yeah. Right, we've done weather. We've done a bit of role play, haven't we? Is there anything else you'd like to chat about, Mikey? As happens in Lonely Lunch Club.
Yeah, I mean, it was my birthday last week on the Star Wars Day. Actually, May the 4th.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
So every year I get the same cards, Star Wars presents, and my mum, she got me the Star Wars DVD. But the best thing about that is. And she wrapped it up, and I was shaking it around, and I was thinking, what's in this idea? It could be sweets. It was a DVD of Star Wars, and it was popcorn. But then it turns out that the DVD wasn't that good. I was a bit disappointed. But the popcorn was good. That's a happy birthday, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but hang on. Was this the first time you'd seen Star Wars?
No, because they released a brand new one out, and they've got new characters and new lightsabers and everything, and it's not super duper.
Okay, my advice to you, right, is to take the packet, the DVD box, right?
Okay.
Yeah, take just the DVD box, right, put that in the microwave with some curry.
That's not a bad idea, is it?
And then just sort of melt it all together in a sort of plasticky culinary delight of...
I mean, that would kick up a storm, that, wouldn't it?
Listen, Mikey, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Cheers, John.
You're welcome. I hope we've livened up your lunch, your lonely lunch.
You have.
Thanks very much. Don't eat the plastic bits, you will die. That's the advice from the South.
Yeah.
Good. That's Mikey. He's on his building site. He's got a sort of melted plastic curry for lunch, and he's eating alone. If you're a lonely luncher...
Lonely luncher.
You're joking?
No way.
Then do get in touch. 87222.
Is that your message with the word talk?
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word no way.
And you could join the Tupperware Hall of Despair on Talk Radio. Now we need to talk about today's texting, of course, because what's happened is that Princess Diana died. I don't know if you're aware of that.
What?
Yes, I know. And Harry has been chatting about this while he's in America.
He's just light chatting
about it. But he says that there should be, on the anniversary, which is I think next year, of Diana's death, there needs to be a new memorial in London for the work she did. He wants to see, her memory commemorated with a different... The Kensington Gardens fountain, the Diana Memorial fountain, not good enough. Right? He wants a different thing. So what we're going to do this afternoon is help out with that and take your suggestions on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
As to what you think would make a fitting memorial for Diana next year in London. You can use that Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's what we're going to do. Just to help Prince Harry, really. I mean, that's kind of the, I mean, let me give you some examples. The existing fountain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the existing fountain. But this is a practical use now, which Sadiq Khan might want to think about being the new mayor of London. But you could, because everybody, you remember when they put that fountain in, everyone complained about it, right? They just said it wasn't very good, and it was just uninspiring.
Oh, it hurt a lot of children as well.
A lot of children fell over, which is not what she would have wanted.
No.
Because she was a great protector of children.
Yeah, she used to say, I don't want children falling over.
Exactly. So take the existing fountain, but make it more spectacular by channeling it through Boris Johnson's defunct water cannon that he bought. Just high into the sky above the park, Kensington Gardens, where it would form a fitting tribute and have a practical use for the big waste of money that Boris Johnson had on his water cannon. So, Sadiq, if you are listening, and I know you're a fan of the show, then that's some advice. So if you've got some ideas about what you think should come in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Twitter. At Talk Radio.
Thank you, already coming in. A giant Diana, John. Remember the Colossus of Rhodes?
Yes.
Right? The giant statue that stood above, I think, the harbour to, was it Alexandria in ancient Greece?
Yeah, I think so.
It might have been. But that, a giant Diana, right? Mm-hmm. As tall as the Shard. It's a statue.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like the Angel of the North, her arms outstretched.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And because she was the angel of everything.
Yeah.
Wasn't she? So a statue as tall as the Shard, which could be a hotel inside.
Yeah.
You just need a lift up the legs.
Mm.
Maybe one leg's up lift, the other leg's down lift.
Good idea.
And you know, for that photo shoot once, famously, she wore a see-through skirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she could wear that and then you could watch the lifts going right up to the top.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah.
Under the giant see-through skirt of the giant statue of the Diana of the Princess of the Wales.
Be an interesting view.
Well, yes, but that's what many people are saying. So if you've got a thought about what we could have as a fitting memorial, just to help out Prince Harry, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all right.
Start your message on Twitter.
Okay, fine. Right, let's... I see the hour approacheth of 2 o'clock while we've been rattling on. And that means we've got to work out which made-up news story is going into the news at two to come out of Victoria's face. It's Headline Hijack. There, of course, to confuse those who've only tuned into this bit of the programme and haven't heard the rest of it. They tune in at 2 o'clock. They come back from their lunch, don't they?
Mm.
And they don't hear us setting this up. So they believe what's in the news because the news is generally true. However, there will be some made-up news and we'd like you to supply it. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Well, according to Deb...
Hi, Deb.
Following the terror training exercise in Manchester's Trafford Centre last night...
Yes.
All the shops in the centre have collected... sort of memorabilia from it.
Oh, yeah.
And starting to collect all the bloodied pieces of clothing.
Which was fake blood, which should be very clear from the drill. Yes, absolutely.
And they're starting to sell it in a shop. And
Well, that doesn't surprise me because people would like cashing in on that kind of thing. It's actually shocking.
Apparently, you can buy an I Survived 9/5 t-shirt. 9/5, that's what they called it.
They called it that, but it says mock-up.
Oh, yeah. I mock-survived.
The mock-up. So. The Royal College of Hairdressers has today officially declared the mullet as extinct. The press conference featured the very last known mullet being shaved off in front of the nation's media. Who has got their story, though? We need a name and we need a place. Who's got their story into the news at two?
It's Paul.
Paul, where's Paul from?
Paul is from Birmingham.
Paul from Birmingham, congratulations. You've got your made-up news story into the news, which is next. Work experience punditry Sian is here. She has music for us today. That faded out very abruptly, didn't it, Marta? Fine. All right, good. She's got music for us today. We'll also be giving you the chance to win some meat on the programme in a game of band or makeup, all to come on Talk Radio this Tuesday afternoon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, OK? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. To stop men dying from prostate cancer. To help stop prostate cancer from being a killer, search Men United now.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered.
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, good afternoon, Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, SATS test leaked by a rogue marker. Police apologise for Arabic chant and a new appeal for missing Ben Needham.
Talk Radio.
A rogue marker is being blamed for leaking answers to an English SATS test online hours before 10 and 11-year-olds in England were due to sit the exam. It's still going ahead as officials investigate how it ended up on a password-protected website. A source at the Department for Education believes it's part of an active sabotage campaign to undermine the assessments. Christine Blair from the National Union of Teachers thinks SATS should be scrapped.
They're simply not any longer viable at all. We always thought they were the wrong tests, but now we think the government has to set aside any results that they get from these tests because it's chaotic and they are compromised.
Police have apologised after the phrase "God is great" in Arabic was chanted at the beginning of an anti-terror exercise in Manchester. A mock suicide attack involving hundreds of volunteers was simulated at the Trafford Centre overnight. A man has died and three others injured in a knife attack at a German railway station. Police are investigating a possible Islamist link to the stabbings near Munich. Detectives have offered a new reward for information about the disappearance of a British toddler in Greece 25 years ago. They've travelled to the island of Kos in search for Ben Needham. He went missing in 1991. His mother, Kerry, says they've had a lot of support.
I think while ever there is information that needs to be investigated, the public will support us. And they want to know the answers too. You know, it's been a long time coming and I think people feel for us. They want to find help us find Ben also.
The new mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has dismissed suggestions from Donald Trump that he could be an exception to his proposed ban on Muslims entering the US. He says the Republican presidential candidate's ignorant view of Islam could make Britain and the US less safe. Out campaigner Ian Duncan Smith has told Talk Radio social inequality will get worse if the UK votes to remain in the European Union. The ex-cabinet minister says the prime minister is wrong to claim working families are better off staying in.
The damage that is caused by not getting that reform and not getting control of our borders is that the poorest in Britain suffer the most when they go into work, because all the figures show that incomes have fallen as a result of uncontrolled migration.
It comes as senior Washington figures and NATO chiefs have said leaving would damage Britain's security. And Sheridan Smith has pulled out of another performance of Funny Girl in London's West End. Hours before last night's show, the theatre tweeted that her understudy would take part 2 months after she skipped 2 shows in March. Smith has tweeted that she's sorry she's not strong enough.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Scotland, Northern Ireland and much of Northern England sunny and warm. The rest of England and Wales mostly cloudy and wet, with showers turning heavy or thundery. Highs of 22 degrees.
Thanks for being strong enough, Victoria.
Thanks, John. You're welcome.
3 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Everton boss Roberto Martinez says he isn't worried about whether he's lost the dressing room at Goodison Park.
Nice to have you back, Ben.
Pressure's mounting on the Spaniard ahead of their Barclays Premier League clash with Sunderland tomorrow. Some fans have called for him to go over results this season. Martinez says he's not concerned about his relationship with the squad.
Well, it's not such a thing as winning the players back. I think what we were 2 weeks ago, we had a good response, a really good determined performance to get a win at home against Bournemouth, and we did that.
Manchester United go to West Ham tonight, knowing a victory would move them above neighbour City into fourth and put them in a strong position to seal a Champions League spot. The Hammers, meanwhile, could give their Europa League qualification hopes a huge boost with a win. It's their last ever game at Upton Park. Yep. Finally, British tennis number 2 Aliash Badene is out of the Italian Open in Rome. Mm. He lost his first round match in straight sets to Frenchman Stefan Robert. Earlier, British Swedish women's number one Johanna Konta did make it into round two with victory over Swedish qualifier Johanna Larsson.
Sign off.
That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And a new survey has shown that some people are struggling so much that they're going to their local motorway services on holiday. One man said that he believes that there's plenty to do on a weekend trip to the Chesterfield Days Inn Hotel on the M1, including plenty of eateries and a playground for children.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio on a it's Tuesday, isn't it? Let's be honest. I am John Holmes. 2:05 now. Work experience punditry coming up very shortly. But don't forget, also on the programme today, following that mock terror attack training exercise that's been taking place in Manchester, on the programme we have been recreating an attack on his production staff. By Chris Evans. We've got advice as to what to do if you are caught up in it. You've read that Chris Evans is a bully who can go off without warning, shouting, swearing, flashing his genitals to people. If that happens, there is a protocol that should be followed.
This is a warning. Radio 2 staff have been attacked by Chris Evans. Communications have been severely disrupted, and the number of casualties and the extent of the damage are not yet known. We shall bring you further information as soon as possible. Meanwhile, stay tuned to this wavelength, rather than Radio 2, as it is dangerous. Stay calm and stay in your own house. The fallout which follows a Chris Evans explosion is many times more dangerous if you're directly exposed to it in the workplace. Management will offer no protection. The safest place is under a desk. When you hear the Chris Evans attack warning signified by a build-up of temper, you and your colleagues must take cover. If you work in an area where a fallout warning has been given, stay at your desk, pretending to look at your computer, and do not make eye contact. Do not look up or you may see his penis, which he may well be flashing. A flashing penis is a warning. Do not look up until you're told it's safe to do so and the penis has gone. When the immediate danger has passed, the sirens will sound a steady note. The all-clear message will also be given after he's gone home. Do not, in any circumstances, engage the enemy. We shall be on the air every hour on the hour. Stay tuned to this wavelength rather than Radio 2, or you may even be dangerously exposed to Ken Bruce. That is the end of this broadcast.
Advice there of what to do in the event of an attack by Radio 2's Chris Evans. So, good afternoon to you then. It is Talk Radio, your brand new Talk Radio across the UK. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and it's time for Work Experience Punditry. On a Tuesday, it's music, of course, where we bring in Unwork Experience to review, well, music. That's the clue. And we do it to train the next generation of pundits and of reviewers, of broadcasters. That is the point of the exercise. Slightly below the other one, which is we don't have to pay them. And we welcome Sean back. After last week. Hi, Sean, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yes, have you had a week of new music for us?
I have, yeah. Have you? Good. Lots of exciting things to share with you today.
Good, all right. Mm. So where are we going to start?
Well, we're going to start with a little bit of music news.
Yes.
Something that's really been exciting me this week, which is the Radiohead social media madness that's been happening and the new stuff that they've released as well. So I don't know if you know much about this. Have you been following what's going on?
I am aware of what Radiohead, I'm aware of their work.
What
certainly.
They're up to.
Yes.
Okay, well, it started off with their fans receiving leaflets in the post, which they read, "Sing the song of sixpence that goes burn the witch, we know where you live," which was like this creepy thing. Everyone was like, what's going on? Because they haven't released stuff in a while. This was then followed by them removing everything from their social media, so completely removed their profile pictures, all of their posts on Twitter and Facebook, stuff like that. They then posted an animation of a bird on their Instagram. So they're creating this idea of mystery. Everyone has no idea what's going on. And then they released a song called Burn the Witch, which we're going to hear in a second.
Yes.
This then was the big lead up to a album release on Sunday night. So they've released an album called A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Yes.
It's their ninth album. But this song, Burn the Witch, is what I want to focus on today.
Okay.
Because it's an interesting one.
Right.
It's very, you know, it's got these fabulous strings and this like choir-like vocal. It's brilliantly tense and haunting. I love it. But the video, I want to go and get you guys to just watch the video when you get a moment.
I have seen
have you
the video
seen it?
Personally, yes. But I agree with you. If you haven't seen it, then you do go and look it up.
It's one to watch. I found it really interesting. And if you don't know, it's in the it's in the style of the animation of the 60s, isn't it? Children's TV 60s show.
60s and 70s, that's right, yes.
Yeah, of Trumpton.
And Camberwick Green as well.
Same yes.
Film. And Chigley.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it explicitly references The Wicker Man, the 1973 film, and it's just wonderfully dark. Mm. I love it, and it really goes with the track wonderfully. But yes, this is Burn the Witch. We've got a little clip that we can listen to.
This is a low flying panic.
I have a strange relationship with Radiohead in the sense that, you know, there are tracks Radiohead that I really like.
Yeah.
You know, Fake Plastic Trees, you know, the big one, I mean, Creep.
Yeah.
Everyone likes Creep.
Yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
not to like.
Exactly.
But then you start going to the noodly head of Tom York, right, when he forgets to be of any kind of hook to any of the songs.
Yeah.
And it's just like a man vomiting chords, isn't it, really, and noises to me sometimes. And I just think Radiohead...
Bit harsh.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's like... And then there are other albums where the tracks are just sort of bleeping sounds, like... And some thumb... It's like... I said this before, it's R2-D2 being kicked down the stairs and then they've just sort of recorded it. And it's like, well... I find it all this mysterious. Ooh, look, let's leak a thing and a picture of a bird and I find it just a bit.
Did you not enjoy that?
Like
I quite enjoy the mystery.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it not the pretentious action of Gits?
Well, it could be that, but I quite liked it because it obviously this massive build up. It was like we knew what was coming. We knew there was going to be a release. We knew there was going to be an album, but it was just kind of the suspense. I enjoyed it.
Do you? Or what do you think of Burn the Witch?
I like it. Yeah. I do like it. I just think it. I mean, this, as you say before, kind of some of their stuff didn't have a hook. It didn't have much structure to it. This sort of feels like a song again. But I do. I like it. At the end, you've got these like. Build up of strings, and I just think it's brilliant.
Yeah,
and the video. I think when you watch it with the video, it's,
yes, that does help.
It's really great.
The juxtaposition of the Camberwick Green style. And,
exactly.
You were talking about this yesterday, very briefly, but Cornelius, and of course, I have no idea what we were talking about.
No,
but it's because he's eight. But he, but the animation of Camberwick Green is iconic.
Exactly.
So from to use that in a sort of dark way.
Yeah.
Although Half Man Half Biscuit. The band Half Man Half Biscuit also referenced Trumpton, Chigley and Camberwick Green in early songs in some a dark sort of way because there was a song from was it Chigley Time Flies By When You're the Driver of a Train. Time flies by when you're the driver of a train. Something tracker there and back again under bridges over bridges. Through the to our destination.
Why are you looking at me when you sing that song?
I don't know.
Don't know that song.
But Half Man Half, that was the theme to Chigley.
Right, okay.
Or it was a song. And then Half Man Half Biscuit had one that went, time flies by when you're the driver of cocaine, speeding through the countryside, your cargo of cocaine. And it went very, very,
very cocaine.
Very cocaine.
Yes.
And then there was an axe attack in it as well. Anyway, just bringing you up to date with the musical Chigley / Camberwick Green / Donald Trumpton style references.
Good to know. Well, talking of clever PR stunts, today, I don't know if you've seen, Stone Roses have got something going on. Obviously, they've been kind of teasing new music for a while now. Yes. This morning, Manchester woke up with mysterious lemon adverts all over the place.
They're always doing that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But people are saying that, you know, they're pretty sure that this week there's going to be a release.
So what were the lemon? What form do the lemon adverts take?
So they were all over billboards, like electronic billboards and posters all over shops. Yeah.
Is it just the lemons as in the front of the album?
Yeah.
So it's just that sort of shape.
Just that logo.
So it's got to be Stone Roses. There's no other.
Oh, it could definitely be
Beyoncé's lemonade.
Yeah. Oh. No, yeah. It's definitely them.
The Lemon Heads. It could be the Lemon Heads.
Yeah. Keith Lemon.
Keith Lemon.
I mean, I'm thinking because it's their you know, own logo that it's probably going to be them. But
all right.
We can stay open to the idea.
Yeah, we'll bow to your citrus-based knowledge.
Yeah, well, I'll update you on that next week because I obviously don't know what's going to happen there.
So we're expecting what from them? A single, an album eventually?
People are thinking, obviously, single first, but Ian Brown has confirmed that they are recording new music.
I see. So. Well, if they were like, you see, if they'd have gone, if you want this sort of way of releasing music that you like, Sean.
Yeah, I do like
it. Then what they should do is do it the other way around. They should go, oh, no, single first, normal. No, album first.
Yeah, well.
Retirement first. Start your band by splitting them up.
Split them up. The whole thing backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go just split up in a massive row.
And then... Right.
Then play a stadium.
Yeah, play Wembley Stadium.
Right. And then ponce off about poverty and fair trade for that. Right. And then just end up playing a room above a pub with one person standing there thinking, it's not very good. They're not going to go very far. And that's the way Radiohead should do it now.
Yeah.
Or just release an album, right? Release a whole album. But a word at a time.
Oh.
Right. One word a year.
One word a year.
Radiohead.
Yeah.
Right. You're laughing, but this is the sort of thing they do. Mm. One word a year, starting now, for the next 200 years, beyond their passing. But the album gets released a word at a time, and fans like you, Sian. Oh, I love this. I love the mystery
so
of Radiohead.
Mysterious.
Oh, that thumb is so clever.
And also, all the tracks are in alphabetical order on the album.
Is that
quite
true?
Quite like that, yeah.
They should spell out a rude word.
They should, shouldn't they?
They should spell out the word pretentious twaddle. Is that down?
Right, shall I tell you what I've got next?
Well, don't, because we're going to go to a break.
Oh,
but
okay.
Stay right there, and thence we can find out what you've got next.
Awesome.
Do you want to give us a slight... Give us a little tease, if you would.
Okay, I've got what has been labelled the possible song of the summer.
There you go, there's a tease for you. It's 17 minutes past two. We're back with Sian. Work experience punditry, music, next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news for the north of Yorkshire. The northbound A1M near Borough Bridge was restricted because of an accident, junctions 48 to 49, but has reopened. And traffic moving well again in Doncaster after earlier problems on St George's Bridge. The bridge has reopened. Into Birmingham, though, queues along the Aston Expressway at the end of the A38 closed at St Chad's Queensway because of an accident. Suffolk's A14 through Stowmarket still queuing because of overrunning roadworks. And in Devon, the eastbound A35 out of Devon into Dorset still blocked because of an accident investigation at Raymond Hill. I'm Joanna Adams.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just after a time, and if you've got a reaction, by the way, then of course this is where you can react it to. As you know, Talk Radio, the home of reactions. Maybe you've got a reaction just lying around. Maybe you've put some washing on, you've just emptied the pockets, put in the washing machine, you found an old reaction down the bottom. Just tucked it in the pocket. They didn't know it was there. But if you've got, if you want, then 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah.
Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in, John. Why don't people who are too thin eat people who are too fat? That's coming from Problem Solved. And all the people who rule us are men who once consumed a university. We're just ruled by Eton College, boys.
I've got one this... because it says, John, dream catchers... dream catchers above a child's bed, hanging's too good for them. Hey, Sean.
Yeah?
Have you seen any of the news today?
No.
Put a percentage on the amount of news you've seen.
Probably 0%.
0% news, yeah. They just passed you... Cornelius.
Hi.
Have you seen any of the news today?
Yes. The news actually had a go at me, shouted at me this morning.
Did it?
Yeah, despite the fact I worked really hard for the news.
Right.
This morning.
And it still shouted at you, did it?
Shouted at me.
When you tried to book it a guest?
Yeah.
Well, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't get my head around it.
No, well, allow us to help, because this is where we do, by distilling the news down to its purest, most simplest form. And when you do that, of course, you end up with a piece of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Mercury crosses Sun. In that case, they will probably hack its phone.
The news in haikus. 23 minutes past 2. And Sean is still with us for today's work experience punditry, which is, of course, music news and music reviews. Sean, we've already talked about the pretentious twaddle that is Radiohead and the Stone Roses Lemon campaign, hinting at new music. It's only in Manchester, by the way, they're doing that. Is it, they're not...
From what I've seen, it's only appeared in Manchester.
Well,
I mean...
They did a really clever... They managed to mark it in my fridge this morning.
That's very good.
Yeah, really clever marketing.
That's targeting.
Yeah, really clever.
Sort of targeting people who are about to drip some on a pancake.
Yeah,
niche marketing.
Yeah, it's really clever.
That is clever.
Good. What else have you got?
So, as I said, this song has been labelled possible song of the summer. Right. And I can see where they're coming from. It is the new one from Justin Timberlake, who has been off the scene for a while. Mm. It's the first new material since his last project, which was the second half of the 2020 experience.
You said that like you looked at me like you didn't think I know what that was,
yet?
But I absolutely don't. My areas of expertise are simply songs from Chigley.
Apparently. Well, it's the first piece of new material since 2013.
Right.
And it's actually a song from a soundtrack from a new movie called Trolls. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's coming out in November.
Is it Internet Trolls or Norwegian Creature Trolls?
Right, what it is, remember back in the 90s, you had that fad of the trolls with massive hair?
The dolls.
Troll dolls. Okay, yes.
Remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what the film's about. It's animated, right. DreamWorks.
Do they attack people on the internet?
Maybe they do. Fine. Maybe that's the twist.
that's the plot.
Just a modern idea. Yeah. So some dolls, some children's dolls with coloured hair.
Yeah.
Who don't go out.
That live with their mums.
Yeah.
Come to life and just abuse people on the internet.
On the internet.
Okay. It's a great, and Justin Timberlake's done the soundtrack.
Yeah.
What a great film.
I know, right?
I'll be honest with you, I haven't missed him.
You haven't?
Not really.
I don't know. I sort of had... This is funny because I only found out about this song like 2 days ago. And the day before, I was listening to, Senorita a lot. That came through on my shuffle. And, you know, he had some tunes. He did have some big tunes.
Is this a tune?
It is quite a tune. If a hot summer's Friday night had a sound, this would be it.
Good description.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's really feel good. And the videos really feel good. Like, it's got all co-stars of the film in it. So, like, James Corden's in the film, Anna Kendrick, Gwen Stefani. Loads of big names in the film. But I try not to love all these big mainstream songs that come out. And, like, because
you're an indie chick.
Cool. Yeah, apparently. Cool,
that's what I'm trying to...
You're so cool.
No, I don't usually go for them. But, you know, this, I think it's going to be massive. It's been stuck in my head.
Shall we?
Let's have a listen. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel a good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Go. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Yeah, I sort of see what you mean.
Mm.
Yeah, they've gone for that vibe, haven't they?
It's so summery. It's roof down, isn't it? Barbecue soundtrack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I kind of. I mean, it's not my thing.
No, but that's what I mean. Me either. But
I kind of get what you mean. Mm. And once you hear that, you will. It'll annoy. It was like that. What's that? That Katy Perry Raw. Katy Perry.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. So it's not my thing at all. Raw.
That. Yeah. Yeah. But once you heard it, it was just in your head as a thing.
I think this could be the next Happy. Pharrell Williams, I think,
really?
Could be on that scale.
I hate that song.
Yeah, so do I.
The irony that it makes us sad.
yeah, I really hate it.
When we hear it.
But that's it. I think he's going to be massive, that
one. Well, he presented an award at the BAFTAs, didn't he?
With Anna. Yeah. With Anna.
Yeah, so that's obviously part of the PR campaign right there. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, good. Next.
Cool. Next, I have something completely different. Alternative punk pop band from New York. There's three of them. And they're fronted by this gorgeous girl. She's only 20 years old and her name's Chrissy Constanza. But there's something undeniably early Paramore about them. And I'm just interested to see where they're going to go with this, because for me, that kind of sound, that kind of like pop punk, Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy whole thing that went on.
I do like those things.
Yeah, so do I. But that was so like mid-2000s.
It's done now,
do you know what I mean?
It?
Yeah, where's they going to go from here?
Well, hopefully here.
Maybe. That's what I
What's that
know.
Band we talked about before that from Canterbury?
Moose Blood.
Moose Blood.
Is it?
Because they're that sound as well.
Really?
And they're doing quite there. Sort of,
well, there you go. Maybe it's going to like bring it all back.
Oh, I hope so.
But they do sound very Paramore, and it could be because they're signed to the same label, Fueled by Raymond, it's called. And, you know, they signed Paramore, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, all of those.
Yeah.
So, we've got a little clip from them.
Okay.
I quite like this one.
All right, here we go. your face, Justin Timberlake. Come on.
Yeah.
In your face, Thom Yorke.
Can I just say, brilliant air drum in there. That was unbelievable.
Thanks very much.
Brilliant performance.
Thank you very
Enjoyed
much
that.
Indeed. Thank you very
what
much.
What do you think? You a fan?
Of my drumming? Brilliant. yeah, I like that. Yeah, but I know what you I can see what you mean. It is Paramore-esque,
so
isn't it?
Paramore. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the first proper single that they're releasing. Right. It's from their forthcoming debut album, In Our Bones, and that'll be out on 20th of May.
There we go.
So Ooh. Quite soon. But yeah, as I said, I'm interested to see where they're going to go with it. Because that sounds...
I don't think they need to go anywhere with that. Just keep it as it is.
Yeah, you like
yes,
it.
I like
I'm glad.
It. Yeah, good. Right, listen, Sian, thank you very much for coming in.
You're so welcome.
There we go. Sian with the Work Experience Punditry. That was Music Reviewing. Still to come on said programme today. 22nd Showcase, speaking of new music. If you are in a band, as Tuesday, sort of music-y day, then and you'd like national radio airplay, then you can get your music to us via a link. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a link to your music.
We simply take the music, we put it in a pile, we pick one at random, and we play the first 20 seconds without listening to it first. It's the way John Peel wanted to do it, but couldn't. There's also the big debate this afternoon at 3, a diversity paper review, and a game of band or makeup, all to come on the programme. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
SATs tests for 10 and 11-year-olds in England have gone ahead despite a rogue marker trying to leak the exam after it was mistakenly uploaded to a secure website. Schools Minister Nick Gibb claims an individual gave the answers to a journalist, but it appears they weren't made public. He claims the English test is still valid.
My officials were monitoring social media and other platforms through the night and found no sign of materials being made available. Yeah. The journalist in question took the decision not to publish the test papers, and I'm grateful to him for that.
An investigation has been ordered. Greater Manchester police have been forced to apologise for using the phrase "God is great" in Arabic during an anti-terror training exercise. The area's crime commissioner says the use of the phrase could undermine community relations. A man has died and three others have been injured in a knife attack at a train station near Munich. The attacker shouted "Allah is great," according to witnesses, before stabbing people. British detectives are asking men on the Greek island of Kos if they think they could be Ben Needham. The toddler from Sheffield went missing when he was just 21 months old in July 1991. Barack Obama is to become the first sitting US president to visit Hiroshima this month. We're told he won't apologise on behalf of his country for the decision to use an atomic bomb at the end of the Second World War. And police are trying to trace the owner of three stolen lambs found in a car in Birmingham after posting a Twitter picture of the animals with their faces pixelated out. Three men have been arrested on suspicion of theft. The weather: Scotland, Northern Ireland and much of Northern England sunny and warm. The rest of England and Wales mostly cloudy and wet with showers turning heavy or thundery. Highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Hiroshima. Hiroshima.
Did I say it wrong?
I don't know. What did you say?
I thought I said Hiroshima.
I think it's Hiroshima. I mean, you say Hiroshima, I say Hiroshima. You call the whole thing off. It's 2:33. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Britain is blessed with many famous piers. Blackpool Pier, Eastbourne Pier, Brighton Pier, and of course the Road to Wigan Pier. But we're joined on the next show by the most famous piers of them all. Only Piers Morgan on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's 2:33 and that was Victoria with the news, which is how she'd probably say it.
Yeah, news.
Some reactions are coming in. This is for the Diana Memorial. However, Prince Harry, as you know, has said in the news today that he wants to see a memorial for Diana in London next year on the anniversary of her untimely death. And we are trying to help him this afternoon because he wasn't sure, apparently, what he'd like to see, but something that just sums up how the British people felt about her. That's what he said. So your advice as to what you think the Diana Memorial should be on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hi, John, says Craig. Put a blue whale in the Thames, right? Place a giant tiara on it, specially made on its head. And it's the Princess of Wales.
It's a metaphor.
I didn't even see that coming.
Right. That's what she said. And put it on, and put that in the Thames, right? A great big blue whale. Blue whale. Maybe on a barge. Because you don't want it to swim off.
No, no.
So you'd have to fix it. So you'd have to tether it down.
Tether.
But keep it alive. Because it's not morbid. So you get a blue whale from the depth of the sea. Tether it to a barge. Right? Sort of strapped down. If you think of the imagery of Gulliver from Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
When trapped. When tethered down by the Lilliputians.
Mm.
Right? It's that, but with a blue whale. But they you keep it alive by constantly putting water from the Diana Memorial Fountain over it.
But it might slip over, though.
To keep it... Well, like the children did.
Yeah.
No, but you put a special... They put a new surface under the whale to stop that happening.
Yeah.
And then perhaps as an extra gesture, you can take a pedalo out to it and feed it plankton, just as a gesture.
Yeah.
That's what you would have wanted. So what... What have you got, Cornelius?
Thomas says, why don't they replace her in the royal family with another Spencer?
Yes.
And he says he votes Spencer Matthews from Made in Chelsea.
That's not a bad idea,
actually.
I mean, it would only be fair because,
Or Martin Spencer.
Yeah. Or Frank Spencer.
Frank Spencer,
Some Mothers Do Have Them.
Yeah.
I can't do an impression of that, but if I could, he'd say something like, oh, Betty, the corgis and a whoopsie on the Queen.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Ooh, Betty.
No, what's that?
I can't do it.
No, Betty. Give the one the corgis the little whoopsie on the Queen. Something like that, but it's not really like that, is it? John, the boot of the car. Take the boot of the car that Diana used to use to smuggle Will Carling, another lover's, into Kensington Palace with, and just fill it with flowers.
Oh.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Then 2:37, you're listening to Talk Radio. There is an eargasm on the way before 3 o'clock this afternoon. A game of band or makeup in which you can win some meat. If you want to win some meat, get in touch at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk, and we'll call you back. Contestants picked entirely at random. Also, the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. Should we do a week's worth of lazy PR?
Yeah, all right.
Let's round it up. So then, this is where we take some missives that we've been sent by various PR and promotional companies that we get sent this day in, day out. We essentially, what happens is, if you're not familiar with it, PR companies and marketing people will carpet bomb the entire media industry with tat that they're trying to sell and get on the air or into newspapers at any cost. What they'll do is, if you've ever listened to BBC local radio and you've heard Alice Beer or June Sarpong talking to a local radio presenter about their love of sheds or something, then the reason that's happened is because the company that are trying to promote sheds has paid June Sarpong or Alice Beard to pretend that they like sheds, and then they have to, for coin, go on and enthuse about it. What we like to do is round up the laziest examples of this that we've been sent over the week by PR people who've clearly never listened to this show or even the radio ever.
So, Cornelius, what came into your inbox this week?
Well, John.
Yes.
Georgina sent me an email saying, "Hi, Con. Please find below attached press release
yes.
for Guernsey's newest tourist attraction, the Petit Train, set to arrive by the end of May." And the press release says, yes. Oh, she's also put, "I hope this is of interest, and let me know if you'd like any further info."
Right.
And then I have a press release with so much info that yeah. it would be absolutely mad if I asked for any more info on this. "Guernsey's Petit Train on track for May arrival."
Good. A little joke in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always, always draws your attention
we'll
in, doesn't
it? At the top of the hour of the show.
Well there. Done. Well done, PR.
"Guernsey is set to welcome a new visitor attraction, its own Petit Train, from the end of May 2016.
Yes.
Although initially aimed at cruise liner passengers, the train is expected to appeal..."
Why? They're busy. Oh, surely they're on a cruise, vomiting their way through a cruise with the norovirus.
Yeah.
It's far too sick yeah. to be able to be on a Petit Train.
Yeah, I like how we all presumed it was just for cruise liner passengers, but no, it's expected to appeal to all visitors of the island.
Oh, right.
And is set to become a staple of the island's character before long.
Right.
And also, you know how we normally get offered an interview
yes.
with these? Well, they've gone one worse with this.
Right, so they haven't got June Sarpong or Alice Beer?
No, they've got the Director of Marketing and Tourism is not available for interview, but here are some quotes you can read out on your show.
Go on then.
"Visit Guernsey is delighted with the arrival of the Petit Train. We are keen to support the development of tourist attractions on Guernsey, and the train is a positive addition."
If you're the Director of Marketing and Tourism for Guernsey, and Guernsey is launching a major new tourist attraction,
yeah.
you'd sort of make yourself available, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And then it just says tickets will cost £5 for adults and £3 for children.
It's lazy PR. I've got this one. It says, "Hi there," and there's a bold headline, "UK Lunchers, a nation of 30-minute munchers," is what it says there. This week is, did you know this, British Sandwich Week. Mm. Oh, I don't think I could give less of a toss. new research shows that we simply don't have time to dedicate a full hour to our lunch break. Most Brits take 30 minutes or less, fewer, of the traditional lunch hour. So, and then there's some statistics about who eats lunch at their desk and so on and so forth. But we've teamed up.
Who have they teamed up with?
Well, you're talking about guest levels.
Yeah.
It's only Helen Graves.
No.
Yes.
They got Helen.
They got Helen Graves.
Oh, it sounds like a pricey one.
The blogger. And she's she once developed a peanut butter sandwich. I'm reading this.
I think that was already developed.
That's what it says she did. To encourage lunchers to try something different. Helen is available for interviews on Wednesday the 11th of May. That's tomorrow.
Ooh.
To talk about British Sandwich Week. Please see the radio queue below. They've written what you're supposed to say into it. Let me know your thoughts, whether you'd like to speak to Helen. Of course not. I mean, I can't think of a duller subject to put on the radio. Why would you do that? How lazy would you have to be?
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
Talk about British Sandwich Week. You've really got to be bereft of ideas, haven't you?
Yeah.
And we end with Line of the Week. Lazy PR, Line of the Week. A new and improved station bridge in Shrivenham is opened to the public. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit, and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
To show how tender the pulled pork at Subway stores is when you cook it for 7 hours, we've stretched this message into 7 hours.
Taste the mouth-watering, amazingly succulent pulled pork covered
Or if you can't wait that long, get to Subway to enjoy the slow-cooked pulled pork sub now with your choice of sauce. The pulled pork sub at Subway. Cooked slow, eaten fast. Available until 5th of July while stocks last. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit. It's all about the service.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The southbound M1 through Bedfordshire is currently blocked because of an incident between junctions 10 for the Luton Airport Spur Road and 9 for the A5 and Redbourne. Elsewhere, Davin's A35 east through Raymond's Hill, right on the cusp between Devon and Dorset, is still closed for ongoing accident investigation work near to Crewkerne Road. It's still queuing into Birmingham along the A38 Aston Expressway, but the end of the A38, which was blocked near St Chad's Queensway by an accident, has reopened. Delays on the southbound M6 at junction 8 for the M5. There's an accident there blocking one lane. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
She'll give you both barrels. It's 2:47. I don't know whether you've seen any of the news. Marta, have you seen any of the news at all? Whether you're sitting through the glass like you do there, I don't know whether the news manages to penetrate.
A little bit of the news today, yeah.
How much of the news would you say? Where did you see it? Just sort of on the floor on the way in?
No, through the window, about one third of the news.
One third of the news through the window. Okay. Cornelius, have you seen any of the news?
Right, John, I like to sing the news.
Go on then.
The news.
It's quite complicated, isn't it, the news?
Well, I can't sing it, John.
No, well, allow us to instead present it in the art of Japanese poetry. Because what happens, if you get the news and you put it into a centrifuge and you essentially skim off the top of the news, what you find is, if you distill it right down to its component parts, is that the news goes right down to ancient Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It helps explain it. The news in haikus.
Assange is given a kitten in the embassy. Just like him, it leaks.
The news in haikus. If I was to say to you, Cornelius, what do you think the very essence of talk radio, which is what we're on, is? I mean, the nature of the beast of talk radio. I mean, what is it about?
Talk.
Yes. Good. Usually what it is people talking with two separate opposing points of view, isn't it? To create a bit of tension, to create a sort of dynamic that the listener might want to be interested in and listen to, because it's a conflict of opinions about the news, and that's how it works. But what if you do that with music?
Tell me more.
What if you took two opposing bits of music,
okay,
right, and brought them together? Would it create disharmony? I say no. I say the very opposite. I say if you put two bits of music together that shouldn't go together, it creates the very opposite of disharmony, which is harmony. And each Tuesday, we bring it to you in the form of two tunes put together that shouldn't be together. We call it the Talk Radio in the Afternoon on Tuesday, Eargasm.
It is the Talk Radio in the afternoon, eargasm, the Bee Gees versus Pink Floyd. Some of your reactions coming in. Cornelius, what have we got on the reactions?
Lots coming in. Yeah, ooh, lots coming in, John. It's all... God, nowadays you can't... You can't not vote for a Muslim mayor and then call London Londonstan, and then you should say he could go back to his country without being labelled a racist.
That's right.
That's coming from just so ignorance. It's actually a bit amazing.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. I've got these unsightly strips of waxy paper used to catch flies in the kitchen of grim-looking kebab shops. Hanging's too good for them. I've got that there. And you've got one coming in there?
Yes, P says, I can't believe you let John read out my personal text message from Jay on air.
Okay. On Talk Radio in the afternoons. If you've got a suggestion for one of those, by the way, you can get it to us at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the eargasm you're proposing.
Did you know, by the way, did you see earlier in the office when I was mootling, is that a word, mootling about?
Yes, it's like mooching. I saw you mootling.
I was mootling. I think it's someone's birthday because there is a table out there full of chocolate treats.
Mm.
Like this happens in an office, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've not really ever worked in an office much in my life, but so this is kind of the first job I've had where I've been in an office in the day when people are in it. Because before this, I did a breakfast show. There's no one in then, so it doesn't count. But here, in the day, it's like an office. It's really annoying. and the somebody left a load of chocolate treats now over there.
Mm.
And I don't know obviously where they're from, because our kitchen is shared between ourselves, Virgin Radio, and TalkSport, obviously. So I don't know what they put, but there's a table full of mini eggs, right? And I wondered, I've got a story about mini eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I saw the mini eggs on the table, and I wondered if the comedian Russell Brand was coming in for it. For an interview.
Dare I ask why?
Yeah, well, there's a story about Russell Brand, right?
Mm.
Can I say this on the radio? Cass, Asprodcast through the glass. Asprodcast.
No, I'm not Asprod today.
Oh, sorry, Prodcast.
Yes.
Through the glass. Dave's off hunting students.
Yes. With the spear.
That's what he calls it. Can I do you know the mini eggs that were outside in the kitchen? The packet of mini eggs.
That you ate?
No, I didn't eat them. I looked at them. But I didn't... But can I tell my Russell Brand story about the mini eggs?
I don't know it. Because you don't tell
me
things.
Oh, fine, right. Well, it's this. Oh, no, hang on.
But I will drop the mic.
I was going to say, okay, no, that's fine. I will get you to drop the mic, and you'll see why in a minute. Right, so...
Both of them.
Yes, Marta, so just hang on a minute. Right, so Russell Brand... Right, I'll tell you... Fine. Russell Brand, right... during adult play, right, had some mini eggs that he used during said relations with a lady.
All right.
But the interesting story here is exactly who that lady was. Right? Because I've heard he's actually mentioned this in stand-up before.
Yeah,
Russell Brand, and he's told me the story. But what is interesting about here... where we work is who the lady
I heard that rumour
is who the lady was
back at the old station.
Yes.
Oh god.
So when I saw the mini
I now know the story
when I saw the mini eggs on the table, I thought perhaps Russell Brand got back with and that he'd come in to see her. I'm going to tell you who it is, right?
Okay.
That Russell Brand with the mini eggs, right? But I can only tell you off mic.
Okay.
Right. So, Marta.
Why don't we test the dump button out?
No. Not for this. Marta, can you just kill both mics in here for just... And that's who it is?
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
That's who I heard it is.
Yeah.
So it's true.
It's true. That's her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I know.
Wow.
Mini eggs.
In a radio studio.
Oh, I know. It was actually in a radio studio as well.
That is interesting.
Isn't it, though?
Mm.
Don't touch those mini eggs.
Oh, no, I'm not going anywhere near
She might have just put them back, popped them back in the packet. Cass?
Yes, John?
That's my Russell Brand mini egg story.
Let's never tell that again.
Okay, fine. It's talk radio.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Very shortly, by the way, the big debate. Ahead of it, though, I think we can go out onto the streets. Are we going out onto the streets? We're going out onto the streets. And the reason we're doing it is to find out what the people think. And today we've been out on the streets asking what the people think. Do they think, the people who are out on the streets, what the people think, do they think hair clippers or moths?
Moths.
Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Moths.
Hair clippers.
Hair. Clippers.
Moths.
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 Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Moths.
Hair moths.
Hair clippers.
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 Moths.
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 Hair clippers.
Moths.
Nice one,
clippers.
Moths.
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 Hair clippers.
Moths.
Moths.
Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Moths.
Hair clippers.
Nice one,
cheers. Hair clippers.
Hair clippers.
Hair moths.
Well, that's what the people and seemingly Cornelius think. If you've got an opinion as to whether it's hair clippers or moths this afternoon, then do, of course, get involved in that. Hair clippers or moths, you can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with nice one, cheers.
No, with hair clippers or moths.
Oh, yeah.
Or nice one, cheers. Good. Big debate is coming next. There is also band or a game of band or makeup this afternoon in which you can win meat. Someone has just texted saying, John, yes, but is there a vegetarian option? By golly, yes, there is. You could also win a box of organic veg. So if you'd like to be in the running, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
There you go. And also a diversity paper review all on the way this afternoon. It's 2.58. Victoria will have the news after this.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world. Find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash.
But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint! Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It's exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, police sorry over Aluak, bar chance, an English test leaked by Rogue Market, and Sheridan Smith will miss more West End shows.
Talk Radio.
Greater Manchester Police has apologised after the words "God is great" were chanted in Arabic during a terrorism training exercise. Officers were testing their response with a simulated suicide attack at a shopping centre overnight. The city's police commissioner, Tony Lloyd, is concerned community relations may have been damaged.
The words that were used as part of that role play were unacceptable.
And the apology that has been issued was both prompt but absolutely right and proper.
A 56-year-old man has died in hospital and several others have been injured after being stabbed at a railway station near Munich. Detectives are investigating claims the attacker shouted "God is great" in Arabic as he targeted commuters this morning. Tom Barfield is a journalist based in Germany.
Luckily, local station personnel were able to sort of corner him and call the police, who then managed to take him in. But one of those people has since died since going into a hospital, and another one is in danger of dying, according to the authorities. So it was a very, very serious attack, and it's really shocked this the small town outside Munich.
The government is blaming a so-called rogue marker for leaking answers to an English test online last night before 11-year-olds were due to take it today. The answers to the SATs exam were on the website for markers for several hours before they were spotted. Education Secretary Nick Gibbs says he's called for an investigation to look at two key areas.
How did the material come to be uploaded onto the secure site in error? This was clearly a mistake which should not have been possible. Second, I have asked that all records are examined and all information interrogated so that the culprit who leaked this sensitive information can be identified.
A £10,000 reward is being offered in the search for Ben Needham from Sheffield, who disappeared on the Greek island of Kos as a toddler in 1991. British detectives believe someone there has information. White House officials say President Obama will become the first sitting US president to visit Hiroshima later this month. It's understood he won't apologise on behalf of the United States for the decision to use an atomic bomb at the end of the Second World War, although he will pay his respects to 140,000 Japanese people killed in August 1945. And for the second night in a row, Sheridan Smith will miss performing in her West End show Funny Girl. The Savoy Theatre has put it down to health concerns. It comes several weeks after the actress denied reports the show had to be cancelled halfway through because she'd been drinking.
The what theatre?
What, have I said it wrong?
What did you say?
Savoy.
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 Hiroshima.
Oh my God!
Savoy.
Leave me alone.
You're mixing up the Savoy with Savaloy, aren't you? One track mind, Victoria.
John,
that's what you do.
I just wish sometimes you were
Savoy.
Just subtle and just didn't interrupt.
Savoy.
And just, if I made a mistake, just be a nice person. And just say off air, "Oh, actually, it's said like this." That would be much nicer, and then I wouldn't feel victimised at the end of my own bulletin.
It's victimised.
Oh my God! I don't even want to do the weather.
Oh no,
we are the. Go on, do the weather.
Can't you
talk
do it?
Radio?
Apparently, you
weather.
Can say things better than I can.
Scotland,
Northern
Ireland,
and much
of Northern
England,
England,
sunny and warm.
The rest of England and Wales mostly cloudy and wet with showers. Turning heavy or thundery. Highs of 22 degrees. Sport, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's a sport. Next. Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, Charles.
That's great. It's 4 minutes past three, and now it's the sport live with Ben from inside the game of Pac-Man.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Everton boss Roberto Martinez says he isn't worried about whether he's lost the dressing room at Goodison Park. Pressure's mounting on the Spaniard ahead of their Barclays Premier League clash with Sunderland tomorrow. Some fans have called for him to go over results this season. Martinez says he's not concerned about his relationship with the squad.
Well, it's not such a thing as winning the players back. I think what we were 2 weeks ago, we had a good response, a really good determined performance to get a win at home against Bournemouth, and we did that.
Manchester United go to West Ham tonight, knowing a victory would move them above neighbour City into fourth and put them in a strong position to seal a Champions League spot. The Hammers, meanwhile, could give their Europa League qualification hopes a huge boost with a win. It's their last ever game at Upton Park. Finally, British tennis number two Aliash Badene is out of the Italian Open in Rome. He lost his first round match in straight sets to Frenchman Stefan Robert. Earlier, British women's number one Johanna Konta did make it into round two with victory over Swedish qualifier Johanna Larsson. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, 6 minutes past three. Don't forget, today on the programme then, following that mock terror attack training exercise that's been taking place in Manchester, on the programme we have been recreating an attack on his production staff by the Radio 2 presenter Chris Evans. There's advice to do, what to do if you are caught up in such an attack. You'll have read, of course, that Chris Evans is a bully who can go off without warning, shouting, swearing, flashing his genitals to people. And if that happens, there is a protocol that should be followed. It's like this.
This is a warning. Radio 2 staff have been attacked by Chris Evans. Communications have been severely disrupted, and the number of casualties and the extent of the damage are not yet known. We shall bring you further information as soon as possible. Meanwhile, stay tuned to this wavelength, rather than Radio 2, as it is dangerous. Stay calm and stay in your own house. The fallout which follows a Chris Evans explosion is many times more dangerous if you're directly exposed to it in the workplace. Management will offer no protection. The safest place is under a desk. When you hear the Chris Evans attack warning signified by a build-up of temper, you and your colleagues must take cover. If you work in an area where a fallout warning has been given, stay at your desk, pretending to look at your computer, and do not make eye contact. Do not look up or you may see his penis, which he may well be flashing. A flashing penis is a warning. Do not look up until you're told it's safe to do so and the penis has gone. When the immediate danger has passed, the sirens will sound a steady note. The all-clear message will also be given after he's gone home. Do not, in any circumstances, engage the enemy. We shall be on the air every hour on the hour. Stay tuned to this wavelength rather than Radio 2, or you may even be dangerously exposed to Ken Bruce. That is the end of this broadcast.
A warning there for anybody working in the vicinity of Chris Evans. So it is Talk Radio at 9 minutes past 3 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and of course the big news that everyone is talking about this afternoon is a marketing campaign for a mouthwash which features a woman and her teeth are falling out, and it's an advertising campaign that's using shock tactics. People are talking about it. She's horrified. She's in bed. Her teeth are falling out. And she wakes to find it was a nightmare, but then spits out the blood when brushing her teeth. She goes then to the bathroom mirror and reveals a gap where her front tooth should be. It is, according to the advertising standards people, people with bad oral hygiene, it's giving them food for thought. And on the telephone now, this afternoon, I've got Douglas, first of all. Douglas is on the phone. Hello, Douglas.
Hi, Turkid.
All right there. Now, Douglas, you heard that sentence there. You heard that this advert's providing food for thought, and that's got your hackles up, hasn't it? Because you want to see a ban on food.
Oh, I think it's ridiculous, John. Especially in the 2016, you've got all this food around, and you've got some parts of the world have got loads of food, and then you've got other parts of the world, like the Africans, with no food.
Yeah.
And I think it's a conspiracy from the government that you've got all this food one place and no food the other place.
Yes.
And surely we can live without any food. I mean, what are they thinking? You know, people go without food. People go with loads of food.
Yeah.
You've got fatties running around all over the place.
That's right.
Let's just ban the food.
And thinnies. So, well, I mean, this is it's an interesting point, isn't it? So, I mean, if you know, you mention Africa there, but they, I mean, the people in Africa don't have any yet. You know, everyone knows they're fine. So, let me bring in Stevie. He's in Rochdale, I think, Stevie. And you're for the notion of food. Do you think we should keep it?
Yeah, I am, but can I just say something first?
Yes.
Like, I was just listening just then to you, like, your Chris Evans warning and that.
Yes.
Can I just say, I love Chris Evans.
You can say
I
that.
I phoned him up once, and he called me Stevie Weenie.
Did he?
How funny is that? Anyway, food, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come off it. Like, if you're not going to have food, like, what are you going to eat? I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have... Oh, what are you going to eat? A balloon? Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that balloon. I'm well gassy now. Like, what are you like them raw people, Doug? Are you like them fruitarians or something? Or like them people what try to live off the energy of the sun? Because I tried that in Marbs once, and I look like an amendment. Oh, I can never say that.
No.
I stopped.
The question is, and let's put that to Douglas, who's very much against the notion of food. Now, food gives you energy. Would you agree with that, Douglas?
No, I'd agree.
A simple yes.
A simple no.
You don't agree that food gives us energy, right? You can't dispute that. That's a scientific fact. But what I'm saying is... No,
energy comes from the sun, though, John.
Well, this is the thing, though, isn't it? So what if, and this is a what if, Douglas, we were given a different energy source to supply the human body, like the sun, right? You've just heard Stevie say there that he once swallowed uranium and it gave him energy. So is that what you would suggest? Would you suggest we can do that? We can if we ate something else instead of food, as long as it gave us energy.
Well, I'm not really sure. What would we? I mean, there's the wind power, there's the water power, the sun power. I know you said about uranium. I don't know what you could get from the planets. I don't know how much energy you'd get from Uranus or any of the other planets. But, I mean, I think the government surely wouldn't let us all starve. There's got to be something for us to eat.
Can I come in, please?
Please, Stevie, come back in. Come back in.
Something?
Come on.
Can I touch on Uranus? Because, right, if we didn't eat food, right, say nothing at food, like if there was no food,
yes,
do you know what? There would be no poo.
Right.
If you don't have poo, then nothing can grow. So you're basically killing the planet by not eating. So well done, Doug, you selfish cow. You've killed all life on Earth by refusing to have a poo. Where did you get off, mate?
Did you hear that, Douglas? Douglas, you're saying you've killed all life on Earth by refusing to have a poo. Would you like to come back on that?
Well, I've got two examples to give him, to be honest. A case in point, I think his argument will be dead when I say two words.
Yes.
Moses, David Blaine.
There he goes.
That's
Moses.
Three words.
And David Blaine. David Blaine, let us not forget, Stevie, David Blaine stood in a box.
Yeah, but, like, it was probably a box, like, what was full of nuggets. Like, he probably had nuggets, like, I won't say where he hid them, but like probably where they come out again.
Well, no, he didn't. He was a box.
No, that's my theory.
It was a foodless container. Douglas is onto something as well.
But he wasn't a foodless container.
It was a foodless container.
He's not. You cannot say David Blaine is a foodless container, though.
Well, he was when he was in the foodless container. The foodless container was foodless, and so was he because he had no food in his container.
My friend Mark, right, once he got drunk, and do you know how many hot dogs you can hide in the human body? You wouldn't believe it. Over a month's worth, I tell you that for nothing.
Yeah.
So, think on that.
Let me bring in a couple of texts we've got here as well. Douglas and Stevie. People are saying, what about food banks? Because they're too big to fail. You get food bankers on bonuses. They take home a basic meal, but they take home, if they do well, they take home a bonus of a yoghurt or a rice pudding. And this has to stop. Are the food banks too big to fail? Douglas.
Well, we saw what happened with Northern Rock and all the other food banks that were going. But I'd also direct you to the filth that's online, known only as food porn.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this. Pictures of people's cheesecakes and their well-cooked dinner from Waitrose.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely disgusting.
And
we shouldn't allow our children to see that.
Yeah, no, well, that is an ongoing... And revenge food porn as well, isn't it? Where people post pictures of meals they've had out with an ex.
Disgusting.
Big problem. Stevie, that is a problem, though, isn't it? You know, revenge food porn.
Yes, but, you know, I think that what you have to accept is that we live in a different age. Like, there was a time where, like, Victorians and that, they'd get turned on by just, like, a drawing of a crab cake or something. But now, like, it is a different world, and people have higher expectations than that. So, like, it's not like you just go to Waitrose now. Like, there's five different kinds of artichoke in Tesco's now. So, like, people have higher expectations, do you know what I mean? Plus, food can be really different. There's all kinds of it. Like, you can have sausages or nuggets or burger. How good is that?
Yeah, well, also, well, there are a lot of people. I'm getting some texts in here. Someone's saying, look, we eat, at the moment, we eat food, but it's only certain types of food, whereas everything is actually edible. Why don't we eat, for example, you know, we're prepared to eat foxes, and we're, well, dogs are. But why don't we eat badgers? Why don't we eat badgers?
I think if I can direct you, John, to all my findings, as you know, that I've been doing this since the late 1990s, yeah. And you can find all my details on FAF. Have you had a chance to check out my FAF?
I haven't checked out your FAF, John. No.
Yeah, foodies are fascist.
Yes.
If you go to faf.org.com.uk,
yes.
.gov,
yes.
You'll find out all my findings. And badgers, although are an alternative source in the Ugandas for the foods,
yes.
I'd still contemplate paper being the best form of food.
Yeah, well, can I just say, it's funny that you set that up, because I've set up a website called Foodies Are Protectors, because we protect the cycle of life by
FAP.
Eating and pooing.
FAP.
Yeah, go to my website, FAP.
I'll have to check out your FAP later.
Can I, very quickly, we'll bring in the idea of superfood. You've heard of superfood? Now, this is, of course, is food that's been bitten up by radioactive food and is able to solve crimes. Where do you stand on superfood, Douglas?
Well, superfood, it's funny because...
That's enough from you. Where do you stand on superfood, Stevie?
Bring it on!
Very good. I want to give you a list of food now. I want you to just give me a simple yes or no. This is to both of you.
Okay.
Just tell me where you stand on this, on the food. Porridge. Yes or no?
Yes.
Douglas?
No.
Crisps?
Yes.
No.
Ham?
Yes.
No.
Lard?
Yes.
Moussaka? Oh, sorry. Lard to you, Douglas?
No.
Moussaka?
Yes.
No.
Lemon curd?
Yes.
No.
Crusts?
No. Sorry, no, I'm sorry, there's limits.
There. We must leave the debate. Gentlemen, can you sum it up for me, as usual, in one word, please, to you? Douglas first, sum up that debate for us in one word.
Faff.
Stevie, one word.
Foulage.
And the debate is over. If you've got an opinion as to whether or not we should ban or keep food, then do drop us a text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @TalkRadio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word food.
We'll be back with today's diversity paper review next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Come on.
Windows up, kids!
Mine's stuck! The cow's licking my face!
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A is for...
Aromatherapy treatment.
L is for...
Lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
Excited! Eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in Bedfordshire is officially closed southbound between junctions 11 and 9 because of an incident. A fuel spill needs to be mopped up. The diversion is via the A505 and the A5. Behind that, the southbound M1 is struggling near Newport Pagnell services. There's restrictions there because of an accident. There's problems on the M6 in the West Midlands. South at junction 8 for the M5, an accident involving a couple of lorries means the lane's blocked. And north on the M5 towards its link with the M6, also busy past an accident. And reports coming in of restrictions on Greater Manchester's westbound M56 because of an accident near the Hale Four Seasons roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Britain is blessed with many famous piers. Blackpool Pier, Eastbourne Pier, Brighton Pier, and of course the Road to Wigan Pier. But we're joined on the next show by the most famous piers of them all.
What a mouth.
Only Piers Morgan on Talk Radio.
I mean, what a mouth he's got.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
21 minutes past 3. Good afternoon. Just ahead of Diversity Paper Review, there is the small matter of your reactions. The big debate there. You heard Stevie in Rochdale and Douglas in somewhere else arguing about whether or not we should keep food and whether or not it's we're over it now. What's coming in, Cornelius, on the,
yeah,
on the subject of food?
Lots and lots. Coming in.
Lots of it.
It's typical. Now it's an online warfare with all these tasty videos propagandering food has come in from person. Someone else has said, oh, peas.
Yeah, I've got people in Africa don't have food and they get by dying. That's coming. Our ancestors never ate food. Why do we need it? They used to eat rocks and flint. That's come in from at Ignorant Amos. Chris Evans, we mentioned Chris Evans earlier, of course, but Chris Evans and Matt LeBlanc did donuts. And that's around the cenotaph, and that is a food. And you should not insult the war dead with deep-fried flour dough ring-shaped sugary snacks. It's a Tuesday afternoon and it is time for today's Diversity Paper Review. If you haven't heard this before, here is what it is. We are the most diverse programme. Well, in world broadcasting, it's Lenny Henry, as we say, got a BAFTA the other day for his work for getting diversity into broadcasting. But what has he done? I ask, what has Lenny Henry done for diversity? Delivered one speech at the BAFTAs, a special BAFTA, and then just had a meeting about it at the BBC, right? That's all he's done. What have I done in the last 7 weeks? I'll tell you what I've done. Got a different diversity on each day to review the papers. I've done more for diversity than Lenny Henry ever has.
True story. Well done, John.
Thank you. Where's my BAFTA, eh?
Oh, it's just here, sorry. I had to pick it up on your behalf.
Thanks so much, mate. It's very nice. Today's Diversity Paper Review comes from a diversity. The diversity that it comes from today, Zena, and she is...
Nigeria.
There we go. What have you got in the news, Zena?
So, today I'm talking Trump. Donald Trump and Sadiq Khan. I'm talking about a farmer who was awarded £1 million but hasn't actually got his money.
Yes.
And I'm talking about a rebel, guys.
Okay, so what, should we start with Sadiq and Trump?
Yes, we shall start Come with on, Sadiq then. And Trump. So Trump has basically said that Sadiq Khan will be exempt from the US ban or US Muslim ban on people coming into the US. But Sadiq has basically said, no, I don't want to come in. If no other Muslim can come in, I don't want to come in. And yeah, that's pretty
right. So
did you say it as sassily?
Way worse. Way,
oh,
way
right.
more
he was
sassy.
Even sassier.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, I just, no.
Did he mic drop it?
Yeah.
That's what he should have done.
Yeah, he definitely should have.
Well, this is, of course, after Trump said if he does become President of the United States of America, he will, build a wall across to stop Mexicans coming in.
A big old wall.
That's like that sort of Game of Thrones made of ice and... tacos or something.
Ice and tacos.
There was a nice picture of him the other day with
Trump with
oh, some
taco
chili
basket.
and Cinco de Mayo.
It was what
he
it's
said
Cinco,
he...
on the 5th of
Don't
May.
Don't both speak at once.
Sorry.
I can't understand you, Zena.
Okay, on the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, Trump had a little bowl with chilies and saying, I love Mexicans.
Yeah, so, as long as they're the other side of the wall, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd reach over or through the wall to eat his Mexican, wouldn't he? Wouldn't have it in Mexico, in America. He, but then the other thing he said, of course, was that, yes, Muslims wouldn't be able to get into the United States.
Yeah, so non-American Muslims correct. Would not be allowed to enter the US.
But he'd make an exception for
an exception for Khan. And I don't think that's necessarily fair. What about the rest of the Muslims? That's kind of separating.
This is the entire point of the argument. I mean, it's not going to happen, is it? He's not going to become president, and so is he?
I don't think Sadiq Khan will become president.
I don't think he's eligible because he's a Muslim.
Yeah, you know.
And he's not from the US. Yeah.
but it is. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if that gets.
He did say that Trump had an ignorant view of Islam, though. So
well, I think he's not the first to have said it, to be honest. What else have we got?
So, we've got a farmer who was awarded £1 million in a noise compensation from Stansted Airport. But that was in 1999. And he still hasn't received the £1 million. So, basically, the story is that he... There's lots of noise going on at Stansted Airport.
That's planes for you.
Yeah, and then it's reduced the value of his house. So his house was £2 million, right. And then it got reduced down to £1 million. Yes. So he was like, right, this is not okay. I need to go to court. And he got awarded the compensation, but Stansted Airport have still not paid him his money.
Do we know why? Have they said why?
It's been delayed.
For 17
it's been
years.
Delayed. Yeah.
Yeah.
For 17 years.
We apologise.
Well, they claim that there's basically like a little area of runway that's been left unfinished, and that's to basically avoid him. So as long as they paint the line,
yeah.
That's when they'll have to pay him, but they still haven't painted the line. So
because if you're the noise of planes could bother a cow, couldn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the cow doesn't like a plane necessarily.
It's quite a loud noise. I sometimes hear them.
Well, you hear planes sometimes?
Yeah.
Wow. What do they sound like?
Near City Airport.
Wow.
Basically.
That
was a cow, I think.
But that was the cow being upset by the plane.
Okay.
that's the noise that you hear, is the cows being upset by the plane.
No, but planes actually make that loud... It's the machines, isn't it? Moving. No?
This is the strangest conversation I've ever had.
I feel like these are our conversations all the time.
What noise does a train make?
No?
Yes.
Yeah. And yes. Thomas the Tank Engine.
And a car goes...
It's the transport, diversity transport review with Zena. Well, does he look like he's going to get his money or not?
No, fine. It's probably never going to get his
been
money.
Been cancelled.
Finally, it was delayed. Now it's cancelled. The compensation.
They're just going to keep on avoiding it, though.
10 years ago, we are sorry to inform the farmer that it has been cancelled.
17 years, guys.
What have you got
Stansted
next?
Airport.
In the papers.
Okay, guys, we've got a rebel. We've got a rebel, guys.
A rebel? What noise does a rebel make?
They don't make a noise. I don't know. What sounds did rebels make?
I don't know, so I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
But we've got a SATS worker
who's
gone rogue. Okay, so basically, year sixes are meant to be taking their SAT, SATS test over today, and there was another one a few months ago. But the SATS test has been published online, and this is to blow confidence in the system. And it's been a worker that's working there. And
have they unearthed this WikiLeaks-style SATS mole yet?
Julian SATS.
Well, they've not released the name of the person, but they just know that it was a worker who has released this test.
Yeah.
What about your kids?
Why have they? Well, they're not old enough.
Was it
yet
them?
For the SATS test.
Yes, yeah. It's definitely them.
Not old enough yet. What? To what purpose? To what end has it been leaked? I mean, what's his end game? The rogue one.
Well, it's just to.
Is it just a highlight that the fact they shouldn't be having these tests at that young age?
Yeah.
It?
It's really embarrassing because the Prime Minister's father was actually one of the questions.
That's true. Now he's been dragged into it.
And he's had to deny sort of any doing, whether he's benefited from any of the answers from that question.
Yeah.
I don't even remember taking my SATs when I was in year six. That was just not that long ago.
What noise does a lorry make? Okay. Thank you, Sina, for your transport and diversity paper review. And of course, David Cameron got caught in that other scandal, didn't he, where he put little David into the mouth of a dead invigilator. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 3:30.
Talk Radio.
Police have admitted it was unacceptable to chant the words God is great in Arabic during a terror training exercise. The shouting happened at the start of a mock suicide bombing which was staged at the Trafford Centre overnight. Greater Manchester Police's Crime Commissioner is worried about the impact on community relations. Sky's Nick Martin is in Manchester.
Greater Manchester Police have apologised, but they tried in the same statement to explain why they did it, and they said that they'd mirrored this on past terror attacks.
A 56-year-old man has died and at least three others have been injured in a knife attack at a railway station in Germany. It happened near Munich. A 27-year-old man is in police custody. A so-called rogue marker is thought to be behind the leaking of an English SATs test answers online. The Department for Education believes some teachers are so opposed to the test for school children, they're deliberately sabotaging them. British detectives say they believe someone on the Greek island of Kos has information about the disappearance of a toddler back in 1991. Officers from South Yorkshire have flown out to search for Ben Needham from Sheffield. David Cameron has been caught on camera calling Nigeria and Afghanistan possibly the two most corrupt countries in the world. The Prime Minister made the comments as he chatted with the Queen at an event to mark her 90th birthday. He's hosting an anti-corruption conference in London later this week. And police have arrested three men after sheep were spotted in the back of a people carrier in Birmingham. They've been questioned on suspicion of theft while officers trying to find the owner of the three lambs. The weather dry this evening across Scotland with further showery and thundery rain across southern England and South Wales. Outbreaks of rain will continue across central areas, northern England and Northern Ireland tonight, with lows of 12 degrees is more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much for the news there. Thank you, Victoria. That was
It's okay, John.
I like the sheep story especially.
Good.
On the lamb. Did you do that one earlier?
No, I didn't. I did.
On the lamb.
I like the way you rammed that story home. I did that one.
Yeah.
And I did the trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the
very good.
Police, didn't I? And we did.
You did.
Yeah. I mean, I was barely working towards it.
God, counting all these sheep puns makes me really sleepy.
Well done.
Should I join in?
No.
Okay. 3:33.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In a moment, we will be playing a game of band or makeup. Is it the name of a band or is it the brand name of some makeup? And we'll be doing that. And you win some meat in that. Win some meat. Choose from beef, chicken or lamb. It's lamb, by the way, that's legit. We haven't shoved it in the back of a people carrier.
No.
And attempted to drive it away from a farm that's too close to an airport. That's not what's happened. Or if you are a vegetarian, we'll also give you a box of organic veg, if you so choose. So we'll get a contestant on in a moment to play band or makeup. Ahead of that, though, we'll do this. Today's text in is that we're helping out Prince Harry. Prince Harry, as you know, is launching, or has launched, the Invictus Games in Florida. He's been talking about his life, his work, his career, and of course his mother, the Princess of the Diana of the Princess of the Wales. And he said today that he would like to see a more fitting memorial to her in London next year on the anniversary of her untimely death. that represents her better than anything we've got at the moment. And we've been talking about this, and thanks for all of your advice. Was it Craig earlier who said that he thinks that a blue whale on a barge, we're wearing a tiara, but tethered down to the barge like Gulliver from Gulliver's Travels when he's caught by the Lilliputians, on a barge, just in the river, but kept above the water. It's like the Princess of Wales, right? But it should be kept alive as people splash it with the water from the Diana Memorial Fountain in Kensington Gardens. There was also a suggestion that the existing fountain, which wasn't very popular when it was first erected, the existing Diana Memorial Fountain, its waters should now be channelled through Boris Johnson's defunct water cannon to make it more dramatic. That's coming as a suggestion. What else did you get there?
Well, lots coming in. Beth says, you know how she was always given flowers?
Yes.
So she was always taking flowers. Well, what you could make is erect a reverse florist.
Yes.
So it's just a shop where you just go and give
and
flowers.
Give flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
So a sort of pop-up Diana Memorial flower repository.
Yeah. So it's just sort of a shop where you just take flowers.
And what she'd want, because she was very into charity, she'd want that to be quite hipster, wouldn't she?
Yeah,
so she'd want that to be in an arch, under an arch in Shoreditch and staffed by ex-offenders. That's what she'd want. A People's Princess Barbie. So it's a new Barbie that comes out, but it's the People's Princess version.
Oh, right.
With its friend Prime Minister Tony, who called her that in the first place, and the People's Princess Barbie, and the see-through skirt that she was famously photographed in Diana at that time. Just get a giant version of that made from the same cloth, says Jill here, and drape it over the Shard. As a sort of memorial.
Yeah, sort of veil.
To Diana. Anyway, keep your suggestions for Princess Diana memorials coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But while you're thinking about that, let us go to the telephones, for we have a player for today's game of band or makeup. Who's on the telephone? Hello on the telephone. Who's that on the telephone?
It's Carla.
Carla?
Hello.
Hello, Carla. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Carla, the caller. Where are you, Carla?
I'm in Chelmsford in Essex.
Chelmsford.
What do you do there?
I work in a distribution centre.
Oh, what does the centre distribute?
It's a supermarket one.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, good. Right. And what do you do there? You're in charge of sending things out?
I'm in charge on receiving things back, actually.
That's the very antithesis of a distribution centre, Carla.
It is. It's kind of the reverse.
Yes. It's like the reverse florist we were just talking about. Hang on. What comes into a distribution centre, making a simple mockery of the name?
It's kind of the returns from the customers.
Oh, I see. So it's is it faulty product?
Indeed it is, yes.
I once worked, Carla, in a warehouse. I was talking about this earlier. I used to work in a co-op for a Saturday job, and with the father of Carol Decker out of Off of Tapau.
Wow.
And I know. I worked in the warehouse bit, and what I used to do, right, was pretend, so I don't know, for an example, a packet of Penguin biscuits had broken open, right? And that was therefore not suitable for the shop floor. So I would eat them. I would eat them in the warehouse, Carla.
Oh, what are you going to do? It's waste, isn't it? And
exactly.
We're talking about food earlier.
Yeah, and yes, and it was the big debate was on food. And it wasn't my fault that I tore that packet open in order to make it seem like it had become damaged. That wasn't my fault.
It was clearly an accident, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So, how long have you been receiving things into a distribution centre?
Very many years.
Okay.
too many years to mention.
All right. Well, as it's a supermarket, I mean, you could easily, I imagine, get your hand on chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg. But rather than break it open to pretend it's damaged in order for you to steal it, Carla, we can send you some as a prize.
I wouldn't want to lose my job, would I?
No, you would not. So would you, given the choice, if you score highly, would you like chicken, beef, lamb or a box of organic veg?
I am one of those vegetarians, John, so it will have to be the veg.
Okay, well, if you do score highly, then a box of organic veg will be yours. Stay on the line, Carla, because we're going to come back on Talk Radio next with a game, Carla versus Cornelius.
Oh.
Yeah, it is a game of band or brand of makeup. We'll do it next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the abominable snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay? But I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurers Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities. Of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late night coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in Bedfordshire is officially closed southbound between junctions 11 and 9 because of an incident. A fuel spill needs to be mopped up. The diversion is via the A505 and the A5. Behind that, the southbound M1 is struggling near Newport Pagnell services. There's restrictions there because of an accident. There's problems on the M6 in the West Midlands. South at junction 8 for the M5, an accident involving a couple of lorries means the lane's blocked. And north on the M5 towards its link with the M6, also busy past an accident. And reports coming in of restrictions on Greater Manchester's westbound M56 because of an accident near the Hale Four Seasons roundabout. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's just coming up to 4:15. Don't forget, by the way, if you do have a reaction of any kind, if you find a reaction just lying in the street, the right thing to do is to pick it up and bring it in to Talk Radio, because we will deal with your reactions accordingly. 87222 if you
start
have
your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio.
Start your message with anyway. Like.
What's coming in?
Clee Hilly Bill says, yes. Whoever took my missus' pants off the washing line, can we please have the 10 pegs back?
And I've got one here that just says, well, John, I couldn't possibly comment. And that's from at Lost My Voice Box in an Accident. So, still on the telephone line and ready to play a game of band or makeup is Carla. Hello, Carla.
Hello.
Still on the telephone line. Works in a distribution centre, but weirdly on the receiving end of things. And is going to play for a box of organic veg this afternoon. For we are not vegetarianist. We will supply meat. And by the way, this isn't, if you're tuning in for the first time, this isn't made up. We do genuinely send meat to you or organic veg, which means if you do play and then you get a note from the post office and we tried to deliver something but you were out, don't leave it at the post office for 3 weeks. do go and get it, because otherwise the post office will become a maggot farm.
It has happened.
Just some advice there. anyway, let's play band or brand of makeup. It's alphabetical order, of course. Carla versus Cornelius first. Right, Carla, are you ready?
I'm ready.
There we go. Cornelius, are you ready?
I'm ready.
There we go. Band or brand of makeup? CoverGirl.
Band.
No, makeup.
Shame.
Yep.
Band name.
Here we go. Oblique.
Band.
Yes.
Get in.
Cornelius. Urban Decay.
Urban Decay, band.
No, it's an eyeshadow.
What?
It's an eyeshadow. Urban Decay is an eyeshadow.
Wow.
By the way, Ask Podcasts Through the Glass. Ask Podcasts Through the Glass.
Yes.
Keeping score.
Yes.
Good. Two-faced. Two-faced.
Makeup.
Is a toner and a bronzer. That's right. Yeah, that's good. Panopticon eyelids.
Makeup?
Band.
Ugh.
Ball mania. Ball
band.
Mania.
Band.
No, it's a lip gloss.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lip.
A lip gloss called Ball Mania. Chelsea Girl.
I'm going to go for a band.
And you'd be right.
Yes!
Make model. Carla.
Makeup.
No, it's a band.
No!
Oh, well.
Band or makeup? Ass mascara.
Band?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Smashbox.
Makeup.
Yes, it's a primer. Whatever that is. Hard candy.
Band?
Makeup.
What?
Yeah. Semi-gloss. Carla.
Makeup.
Jazz band.
Oh.
Semi-on. Cornelius.
Band?
No, it's wine. It's a wine, isn't it? Semi-on is a wine. La Overtonneur.
Can you spell that?
Yes. Yes, I can.
I would say that is makeup.
It's a band. Black lipstick, Cornelius.
Makeup.
Yes, it's what Cass wears. it's actually a band. And finally, band or makeup... Carla, anal pudding.
I hope it isn't a makeup, so I'm going to go for band.
Is the right answer? They're a punk band. Anyway, so Asprod Cass, black lipstick ahoy, through
why
the glass.
Why is that even funny?
Through the, why is what funny?
Black lipstick, that's not funny.
Because of the black lipstick you're wearing.
Yeah.
But it's
because you're a bit gothy
funny.
And stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, and?
Nothing, just saying.
Not funny. You're funnier than that.
No, he's not.
Bring your ear game tomorrow.
Can you check the system, please? Could you check the? Could you check the system, Cassie? Bear in mind, Carl, it's quite a slow. It's just quite a slow system. So just.
You know what, John? I think I'd just be happy if I got some points. Do you know what I mean?
I know. But you've got to see. You might get some points, but you've got to work out whether or not they're enough.
Sorry, I'm just finding the system.
Cass is finding the system. She hasn't even got the system ready.
Did you not have the system ready?
It's just quite. It's quite slow.
There's a lot of buttons out here.
Yeah.
That you're not allowed to press.
Okay, fine. Just check the. Checking the. Checking the system. Carla, it's quite a slow system. Sorry.
Is it? Should I get a cup of tea, maybe? Put the kettle on?
Have yourself a penguin biscuit that you've nicked.
I'd have to go and steal one first.
Right. Sorry, we're almost logging in. We're almost logging in.
Yeah. The system's quite slow. It's part of the problem.
Is it like a dial-up system?
It's worse than that, if I'm honest with you.
It's before dial-up. Yeah. We're in.
You're in the system, right. Can you now work out how many points you got?
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah. It's quite a slow system, so...
It's quite a slow system, yeah, aren't you? There's a lot of buttons.
What time do you finish? 4 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just hoping the system gives us an answer before.
We've got it!
You got it! Hey. Is that enough? Is that enough?
What was it?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, well,
oh, yeah, what did she get?
There were points scored.
Yeah.
Got Cornelius.
What? Yeah.
Hi.
Got two.
Yes.
Yes.
Carla.
Yes.
Got four!
Got four points! Wait, whoa. Is that enough to win the box of organic veg?
Oh, I've just logged out.
In that case, I'm going to say that it is. It is!
Yay! Yay!
Congratulations, Carla. You have won a box of organic veg in today's game of band or makeup. Thank you, Carla. Thank you very much indeed. There'll be another meat-winning game tomorrow. A game of dead or alive on what I'm still going to loosely term a programme. Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Sam Delaney coming up very shortly indeed. And will no doubt be in here to tell us what's coming up in his programme. Ahead of that, though, let's go to some more of your suggestions for Princess Diana memorials. Now, Prince Harry has said during an interview in America that he doesn't think Diana's memorial in London has ever been good enough. And, of course, it was the fountain that everyone complained about initially with its dirty water and children slipping over in it, which is not what she would have wanted. But Prince Harry said he would like to see a memorial for Diana. I mean, he doesn't know what yet, so we thought we'd help him out. Your suggestions, please, for Diana memorials on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag RIP Diana.
We've had a lot of suggestions. The boot of the car she used to smuggle Will Carling and other lovers into Kensington Palace, but just parked up. Filled with flowers. Just the boot open and just filled with flowers. A minefield bridge. You know, like, because she used to do a lot for mine charity. Like the garden bridge they've been planning across the Thames, but it's a minefield. And visitors and commuters can just walk across it carefully to celebrate the Princess Diana of the world. Like, ironically, planning would be a minefield for that. Yeah. There's a bit of an irony there. A giant Diana as tall as the Shard standing guard over London. Simply called the Angel of Everything. Like the Angel of the North, but much bigger than that. And less coppery. That's been suggested as well. So your suggestions are very welcome. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Robin says, how about you put an extinct bird in Kensington Gardens?
Yes.
And call it Dodo Al-Fayed?
Yes, you could do that. Yeah, any more?
Elliot says, Elliot, I don't think Elliot really got it.
Yeah.
He just said Camilla Parker Bowling Alley.
It's not suitable, is it?
No, that's inappropriate. No.
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else there?
No, we had this one in earlier from Beth who said that they should put a new Spencer in the royal family.
Yeah, just to take a play, yeah. And that's right, we suggested...
Spencer Matthews from Made in Chelsea, she suggested. But who did we suggest?
Frank Spencer,
that's it.
Your Majesty, the corgi's done a whoopsie on the carpet.
Yeah.
Can't really do that. A model of Princess Diana, but done as a sort of sculpture... In a park, lying on her back, in childbirth position, right. But instead of her princely sons coming out, it's doves. Just on the hour, every hour, release doves from the
very appropriate
the foo-foo of Diana as a tribute. It's five to. Is Sandellini on his way or not?
I've summoned him.
Oh, screw him then. We'll do a news in haiku, shall we?
Yeah. I've already said come in, but yeah, no,
it's fine, aren't they? Right, so can you, I don't know whether you've ever seen any of the news, Cornelius.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
I've actually swam in the news this morning.
Did
I
you?
I fell into the news.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I was dripping with news when I came in this
morning. I saw
that.
You walked news all the way through the office.
Yeah, I fell into it.
All over the...
Yeah, and I had to...
The cleaners had to clear
news.
That...
Yeah.
Clean that up.
I had to be rescued by the news guard.
Yeah, well, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Well, I couldn't get my head around it.
Allow us to help, because what we like to do on this programme is break the news down into its component parts. Mm. It's like the reverse. If you take an IKEA wardrobe and just take that apart, what do you get?
An IKEA.
Yes. And this, if you very much take the news apart, you get Japanese poetry. So it's sort of the same as that. It's five syllables. It's seven syllables and it's five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Panama Papers posted online. Cameron has Google Alert.
The news in haikus. He's here, Sam Delaney's here.
Sorry, I'm a bit late.
You're a bit.
But
is that
know.
Because you've been so busy setting up...
Yeah, a cracker of a show.
Exactly that.
There's some police in Manchester who did a terror drill the Trafford Centre. Have you been talking about this today?
Well, we over at Radio 2, they've been doing a similar thing because they've been running a drill for the event of anyone being attacked by Chris Evans.
Oh. And what does he shout? Because these terrorists shouted, well, these pretend terrorists shouted Allahu Akbar, which is offensive because it stereotypes all Muslims as being terrorists. But what would you shout if you were pretending to be Chris Evans in one of his attacks?
You'd probably shout something like, don't do donuts around the cenotaph, but which is equally offensive, isn't it?
Don't forget your toothbrush.
Yeah, this argument, though, about the shouting about Akbar, but terrorists do shout that, don't they?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess
you tend to hear that.
I don't know. That's what we're going to find out today
in the news stories that you hear. They shouted that, so surely that's accurate.
Yeah, unless like in the 80s, if they were doing drills for IRA, things, they didn't shout like top of the morning. because that would be unfair, because it would be like branding all Irish people as terrorists in a way.
Yeah.
So whilst terrorists might have shouted this particular phrase, also other Muslims who aren't terrorists, which I believe is the vast majority, also shout it from time to time for perfectly benign reasons.
Yeah.
So
I
guess
you do have a point now you say like that.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, we look forward to that.
Also, there's a Nazi dog, which I assume journalists of your calibre will know all about.
Yeah, well,
is he coming in?
Yeah, we're going to get him in.
Yeah, she presents 10 till 1 in the morning.
It's 4 o'clock.
We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.